Today's a sad day. Jared's leaving us.
Yeah. Sad, I think you guys are happy. I don't think you guys are really
sad
happy.
Sad day.
It's horrible.
Well, he's not leaving the podcast.
Wasn't it just because there's like that's like a better airport and it's more accessible?
Columbus is better than Cleveland?
No, there was
dude,
a
the airport in Cleveland fucking sucks.
There was
like,
a com-
they have
yeah.
no international flights.
There
it's
was
like a thing.
There was yeah. a comedy thing about the Columbus airport, and he was like, "It's the only airport, I swear, that you that you can get a notification that your flight's beginning to board." And then you call the Uber because it's like tiny. Like
yeah.
No one's ever there.
That's
just get
great.
On through. It's great. So what's up? I guess we'll start off proper. Welcome it on to the show, Howie, again. Everyone, yeah. I mean, everyone knows this asshole by now. We don't need to do anything. We're including Howie on this episode, one, because he was here and we figured it'd be fun. Two, Howie just released his new podcast a couple weeks ago, right? I don't
yeah.
know what the time
yeah.
frame was. Why don't you talk a little bit about the pod?
Well, you helped me on the first one. Yeah, it's called Howie Uncensored. Jared's been nice enough to help me out. Preston as well. Let me use their equipment and their setup. Just really talking about, really it's been showcasing entrepreneurs, local entrepreneurs, and what role they play in the community, what they've went through individually, showcasing their businesses, giving them a chance to promote themselves. You know, and in addition to that, just talking about some trials, tribulations of what they've went through, how entrepreneurship's fucking hard.
No, it's not.
And yeah,
it's so easy.
Well, you're one now, so it's just like I'm really just trying to. I think our culture sucks, and I'm really just trying to do something to make it better.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I think that we like people are like happy to be victims, and like overcoming being a victim of like. Shitty circumstances used to be like a noble thing, and now people think there's nobility in just being the victim and like being a martyr, and like really just dwelling on the fact that they're disadvantaged rather than just like, hey, like everyone's dealt a different hand, everyone's getting a different set of cards. Like, you got to do what you got to do with it. It doesn't really matter. Like, yeah, it may not be fair. You may come from a poor neighborhood. You know, you may be a minority, whatever. Like, it doesn't mean that. It's easier for you, but like you have the opportunity to do what you got to do, like do it. And people will get into entrepreneurship and like, oh, I want to be my own boss and I don't retire when I'm 40. And I'm just like saying stupid
right.
things that I hear. It's just not realistic. It's just not reality. And I think that if people want to be an entrepreneur, like they have to understand what comes with it. And I don't sit here and pretend like I'm some fucking like guru success guy. Like I got a long way to go, but, you know, just talking about that and talking about really, like, whether you run a two-man operation or a 200-person company, like, the role you play in culture right now is huge. Like, think about what role Apple or Microsoft or Google or Coca-Cola play in our culture, and they're teaching their employees to be, like, less white or that everyone's racist and all this crazy shit. Like, these smaller entrepreneurs that can just teach people to be kind to one another and be involved in the communities and pay attention to social issues and really actually do what's right and fair and just, not fucking virtue signal your way into it. Like that's who's going to save the culture problem in America. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
What is, what's the growth plan for gross investments? Like where do you need to go? Where do you need to focus your time to grow you?
So right now I have two advisors that are working for gross investments in addition to myself. I'm at a point now where we're steadily bringing on, like I personally am probably bringing on, 2 to 3 clients a month. In addition to my other two advisors doing the same thing, if not more, probably between like insurance and investments. We've got plenty of business. What I don't really do well is I don't monetize everything the way I should. And, I'm getting bogged down in some back office stuff. Like we've got an audit coming up, and it's just, there's just a lot of preparation for that, like a lot of things to gather. So I'm looking at right now taking an advisor that's part-time, taking them full-time, maybe giving them a small salary stipend or something to just have them take care of stuff for me so I have more time to focus on working on the business, not in the business, and starting to implement better systems for onboarding new clients, things like that. So gross investments is really founded on the principle that anyone can create financial independence. You don't have to have $250,000 in assets or any of the lingo that you hear. But hey, if I open up a mutual fund account, you're putting in $50 a month. Like it probably takes 3 to 4 hours to go through all the paperwork and whatever. So I'm working on something now to say, hey, like, just get some skin in the game, $50 or $100 to open up the account for my time. And then it's just regular asset pricing, like 1% or 1.25%. So I give away a lot. And right. Like just trying to look at, hey, what can I do that's a little more fair to me, but still is advantageous for the client? So
definitely,
that's where I'm at right now.
I definitely want to give you a shout out because I recently became one of your clients. And to be honest with you, you've been great. Your communication is outstanding with Gross Investments. Thanks. I don't know if I could say that with the rest of your life, but to be honest with you, with Gross Investments is where it's really important. But yeah, every time you're about to make a trade or anything like that, you communicate with me. And honestly, sometimes I don't even know what the fuck it means, but I'm like, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, well, I appreciate it.
Shout out to you for sure.
So if you want better communication, become a client.
I guess so. I guess so.
That's part of what you're preaching, no? It's fine.
Oh, Jarrett's mic's not on.
I was going to say, is this working?
Well, I don't know because I don't have a headset on.
I don't know. You're not that loud.
I think the volume was down, yeah.
I might have been. Cool. Is that yours?
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was mine.
No, we swapped them. That explains why you turned my mic down earlier. Makes sense. No. Wow, this is better. I can lean back again.
Bro, yeah.
I'm shoving this thing in my mouth.
I wanted to turn mine down because I'm so fucking loud.
Yeah, you're the bottom.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm excited. I mean, it's just, I'm working a full-time job in addition to running this, and it's like, it can be a lot, you know, so.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years?
Yep.
On a private jet?
No, I mean, honestly.
Flying to your yacht?
In 10 years, I want Gross Investments to be the premier financial planning firm in Northeast Ohio. That's the goal. Really try to take over Brunswick and just bleed into the other communities from there. I think once I no longer need to work a full-time position, and I'm in a – we have a position where we have more capital as a company. Like, we can look at acquiring other firms. Like, there's banks that will finance it. There's stuff like that out there. And just recruiting more talent. You know, get more true money managers on my team, and bringing over books of clients.
You know what you should look into, thinking about this, right? All these college grads, and I get there's steps you need to take to get into a position where you can asset manage.
Yeah.
But remote work is a big priority for a lot of these kids. Like, a lot of people will take less money in order to work that remote job. If you can incorporate that, you know what I mean, where you have, you know, a team, even if you're paying an hourly or something, and it's just getting the experience, internships.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of little things you should look into, I feel like, to be able to grow that.
Yeah. I mean, the real challenge with my industry is, like, I have to supervise my advisors and, like on a regular basis, like,
yeah,
know what they're doing and whatever. And part of the reason why I've been able to do it a little more passively is just because they're a little more experienced, where, like, younger kids, like, are really going to need some mentorship and guidance that, I mean, let's face it, I just don't have the time to give at this, in my current situation. You know, in the future, I want to do that and groom people and bring them on and really help them grow. But, you know, I think in order to do that in the line of work I'm in, like, it takes so long to get, like, get yourself to a position with your book of clients that it can sustain your lifestyle. And I'm still not there just because I took on more of the overhead. But, you know, you got to be able to maybe pay a stipend or a salary, right, or something while you're starting. Because otherwise, you're going to put a 22 or 25-year-old kid in front of somebody that ain't making money and they're desperate.
Yep.
And they need their next sale, like, bad. Right. Like, I've been there, you know what I mean? And it's not, I haven't done anything unethical, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you have somebody that one product can pay them more money and it's comparable to the other one, they might rationalize and go, oh, we might go to, like, I don't want to be in that position. That's why I have my job. I pay my bills. I tell my clients flat out, like, hey, like, this, whatever we're doing is for your best interest 100%. Like, I'm a fiduciary. I have, right, to disclose any conflicts of interest and whatever. Like, hey, the insurance pays me a commission, but the investments doesn't. Like, it's all there.
I think that's the best part, that if your people are making money, you make money.
They make more.
You know?
I've gotten a pay cut with the fucking market.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's part of the game, right? So,
We had a, it's actually funny with our job, we had a group, I mean, not to get into the details, but we showed them like over $700,000 on their insurance spend. For a company, that's a significant amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. And every company has a sales team, right? You're doing something that's selling something, right?
Of course.
And he worded it, they were in between taking it or not. He was like, think about this. Like, how many, like, in a broad term, how many gadgets would you need to sell in order for $700,000 of revenue, say, you know what I mean, production, right? Like, to be able to produce that. Like, and he's like, and this is no, like, there's no cost. So, like, the cost you're paying for labor, that adds on to the $700,000. So, like, he's like, why would you not take this? And like you said, it's like that fiduciary responsibility almost to be like, how could you not enter? Like, what are you, what else do you need? I get there's other things that go into it, and that's a very broad story, but it's
Well, no, but you, like, right now, with entrepreneurs, like, you have to control your spending. Like, I just went across the street and bought four AA batteries, and it was $11. Like, you have to be, while you're in there, Jared, get us one. You have to be controlling your spending right now. Like, that's so, and it's hard, but you have to do it. And that doesn't mean quit marketing or quit, you know, but.
Well, it's actually crazy. So, like, on a broader scale, so my company, when I started,
which mic's mine?
Bottom left.
I want to fucking turn the volume down. I'm sorry.
Bottom left.
So when I started, we had 1,500 people working for the company. After three rounds of layoffs, we're at 900 now. And this last round was 300 people. And we just had like a town hall. And we're now a profitable company after 300 people got laid off. Jesus. So just think about how much salary goes into a company.
Should you give me your boss's number?
Yeah.
Maybe we look at insurance spend.
Well, salary isn't even the... You've got benefits, and you've got 401k benefits and matches and all kinds of other shit to do. I mean, the salary's not even the whole expense.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree.
It's probably like 60 or 70%, depending on what other like ancillary benefits you get.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very valid. It's funny. It's a weird time. It's a weird time. And to be honest, that's been a lot of my track. Like, I'll call a lot of CFOs and whatnot. And making cold calls, that's my track. It's just like... Hey, listen, it's a weird time. Like, just want to see if you're having any problems. Like, I'm pretty open and honest. If they're like, listen, everything's rolling perfect, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to battle you on it. Like,
see, I hate that there are salespeople out there that kind of ruin it for the good salespeople. Like, if you're calling and you're calling just to get the meeting, that's why people hate salesmen, right? If you're calling because, like, they have an issue, they're like, yeah, we're actually experiencing this, and you can solve the problem, why would you not take the meeting to at least hear them out as to how there could be a solution?
To put into example, okay, I can literally, this is the most relatable thing. I had a group, called this guy, didn't leave a voicemail, called his cell phone, baller. And this guy calls me back, okay? He goes on and on about all this list of problems, okay?
Right.
I'm obviously keeping it broad. So he's like, he's the high up here. He's like, hey, send me this email. I'm going to send you off to this person. They'll sit down with you. So I finally hear back from the other person, and they're like, nope, we're actually going to work with currently who we're working with. I had a solution that was totally, like, I promise you that their group's not doing.
Right.
We just are a little bit bigger. We're managing something in-house that, like, other groups aren't. And it's like, he just told you to meet, like, I get,
he's
like,
your boss.
Yeah, like, listen, what I'm asking to do is pretty simple, and they're probably already, the process, they're already going through with their current broker. So, like, she told me that, and I literally said, fill this out, send it back to me, I will show you what I'm going to do, your broker can do whatever they're going to do, and we'll compare. I said, we don't even need to meet if you really don't want to. I said, I will show you exactly, so we'll see how that turns out. But it got to the point where that's not what, like, we do as a business, but I was like, this is idiotic that you don't want to hear out just another idea here. Like, you're in this situation because of currently who you're using. Like,
right.
Like,
right.
And you don't want to look out. I get everything's relationship driven. Let's
you
be
can't,
honest.
You can't help stupid, brother.
Yeah. No, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Everything's relationship driven. And it's also something that I've learned is that, okay, let's say Jarrett Malio implements this system, and then all of a sudden that system's not working, and someone presents, like, this system will work.
Yep.
Well, you just brought that to this company. You're going to stick to it, right?
Yeah.
Even if there's something better, you don't want to look stupid. You just spent all this money on this system.
Yeah. No, so what makes total sense there with what we do is we're in an advising role, right? So my job is to present you with solutions, right? And I know this is very, like, it sounds salesy, but in the idea of I'm not selling a product, I'm selling our service. So in a sense, like, I'm going to show you different options. I'm going to point out which one we believe you should do, right? Once again, if Howie's the CEO of Gross Investments and the owner, he's going to make whatever decision he wants to make. So I, in my eyes, I can't force a group to do anything. I can only say, hey, this is what we would, what we suggest. That's all I can really do, right? So that's what's weird about my business. Where, like, it's funny, like the first meeting, right? If you get a meeting with a client, it's all about you, right? Like, you're going to talk about your product. They're going to ask you questions, all that. Ours is totally different. Like, we don't even talk about what we do. Like, they know what, in a sense, what we do. Yeah. We talk about all about them, yeah, what they're going through, all this, blah, 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 blah. Maybe the last 2 minutes we talk about us. So they don't even know what
we try to do that too.
Well, it's tough. Like,
the smartest person in the room and the, I guess, best salesman. You need to ask questions.
Yeah.
You should barely be talking.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Barely.
Yeah. For sure.
Unless you're open-ended. Unless you're asked to talk. Yeah.
It's a process, and I'm not acting like I'm a pro by any means. I've been at it for what's going to be 6 months here, next week.
There's a thing that Ed Milet put out there. I know you guys follow him. That in the Bible, Jesus asks like 300 some odd questions, and he answers three.
Yep.
Like, regardless of your religion or like, I don't know. That should tell you something.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's nuts. All right, enough business talk, I feel like. For sure. I mean, as great as work is, it's Saturday. The boys are drinking some Nooners. We're watching the golf tournament.
Oh, I love it, dude.
We're going to talk about it.
You're learning how to fucking be a salesman and shit.
It's fun, man. And I'm very happy with where I'm at. I back on the move. I guess I'm going to Columbus. At first, I was a little skeptical with the idea of it. Just like, not the idea of moving. It was more just like for a job, right? Like, I love what I'm doing. I can genuinely say it. I love the people I'm doing with. I love the people in Columbus. I'm excited to get down there because I'm going to feel like I'm at home. Like, I'm not stressing the move because I know I'm going to be comfortable. So, and my commute's going to cut in half from 40 to 4 minutes. So that'll help.
Dude, that was that putt was pathetic. we're watching some golf right now. I think my little sister could have fucking made that putt, if we're being honest.
Yikes. Oh, he's still up three, so he's doing something
tonight. Yeah, he's all right.
All right, so what's been new? P-Dog, anything. Come on. We got to talk.
Yeah, let's talk about your fucking business, bro. Have you told people on Kicking It Back about the bounce house near me?
We have a little bit.
We touched on it a little bit. I mean,
the egg hunt's a great idea.
I'm going to get you on my show so you and Cam can talk about it.
Yeah, fuck Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, too.
Yeah.
But
you just don't know Dan that well.
I know Dan. Danimal's been up here.
Yeah. You got to, yeah.
Do you remember when Dan left your sister out in the cold?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, my fucking God. Let's not just blame Dan. That was all of us.
Yeah, but it was at Dan's house.
You're right.
No, I wasn't there.
Let's hear this.
You picked up Ashley outside of Dan's house. I forget what the story
was. Something happened, but, like, Ashley said, like, oh, my ride's coming soon. So we were like, okay. So it was, like, cold out. We went back inside or whatever. Ashley's standing outside for 3 minutes.
No, I think we were going somewhere, and she wasn't going to come because you were coming to pick her up.
Yeah.
Was I late?
Probably.
Okay.
And I think we got to the point where we, like, either A, couldn't wait anymore, or B, just didn't want to. Let's be honest. We were like 8 minutes.
Oh, you left her alone?
And we were in the car getting ready to pull away. You pull up. She gets in the car. You go, don't leave my sister out in the cold, you fucking assholes.
Next time you leave my sister out in the cold, I'm going to beat your asses. This is before we knew you.
Sounds about right.
We were like, what a dickhead that kid is.
We're like, all right, buddy.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah, we thought we were tough shit back in the eighth grade. All right, sorry. Didn't mean to cut off Bounce House.
So did I. Yeah.
No, it's going good. I already got some bookings for the summer, but the egg hunt's going to be a pain in the ass, to be honest with you, because we got to wake up like 4 or 5 in the morning on Easter morning to drop off some eggs.
That's all right, though.
Yeah. No, it's cool. The coolest part about it is like
Talk about that. The Easter egg hunt.
I was going to say, pitch it a little bit because it'll get posted this week.
Yeah, so basically, instead of you packaging all the eggs and stuff like that, setting up the eggs in the yard for your kiddos, what we'll do is we package it. We'll hide the eggs for you. You wake up. Oh, little Timmy, the Easter Bunny came and hid some eggs in the yard. Kids are excited as fuck, right?
Little Peter Cottontail, bro.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's a really good idea.
So we are the Easter Bunny.
What are you talking about?
Bro, that's good.
The Easter Bunny is the Easter Bunny. You're his assistant. He hires you for the Northeast Ohio area. So basically, I want to clear the air here. Okay? Can I just throw something out?
Do you have kids listening to this that believe in the Easter
Bunny? No, that's not my point. My point is, if you're a parent or a sibling,
yes,
it is your obligation, if you want the Easter Bunny to visit your house, because the Easter Bunny, Peter Contail himself, hired Bounce House near me in the Northeast Ohio area to plant his eggs in this area. So if you don't hire Bounce House near me,
you're a liar.
You're a liar. The Easter Bunny didn't actually come to your house. But you go to Bounce House near me, bring them in, have them bring it out in the yard, rain or sun. Easter Bunny actually visited your house, because you are the Easter Bunny sales guys for the Northeast Ohio region.
Absolutely. And
he needed help this year, dude. Times are tough, dude. $11 for batteries at the gas station.
Unreal. I do want to give a shout out to MDG, though, because they were cool enough to sponsor 10 families. They paid for 10 families. They said,
that's awesome,
bro. That is That's so they sick. Did like a
So Steve reached out and said a couple years ago they partnered with some company that was doing something similar, and Steve was like, we wanna give back to some families that maybe can't afford it this year.
So this is the Christmas idea with
So Steve reached out and was like, MDG's gonna sponsor 10 families. So we just we made it as fair as possible, but there were a couple that were handpicked that was like, they needed some help or whatever. They left it in the comments like, oh, this family's falling on hard times, so we're going to pay for the eggs. We're like, this is a perfect family that MTG could sponsor. So we had a couple of those, and then the rest just got raffled off. So 10 out of the, I think, 25 we have set up so far were paid for by MDG. So
25 in the first year, dude, that's mean, that's awesome. That's something to be proud of, man. That's a great idea. I hope you guys keep up with that.
Is it just like candy in the eggs? Or do you do like money, stuff like that?
So too? So there's going to be... Not money, dude. We don't have the capital. So we did.
Well, can you pay for packages? I'm saying, like, is there a golden egg?
There's a golden egg.
What's in the golden egg? Sorry.
Let's just say like a family, like said here, like could they give you, this is what I want in the eggs, and give you like cash, so like the kids can find cash. It's not your cash.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if they wanted to supply, this is a thought. If you're not doing this, if they wanted to supply candy, and they wanted a bicycle to be the main prize that's sitting on the driveway or whatever.
That's all I was at. Yeah.
Yeah. Can they do that and just pay for the service for you to set it up for them?
If someone reached out, we would never turn it down.
It's the value. You don't know how to value that.
Just to keep it simplistic, we just did like sweet candy, like, I don't know, like sweet tarts and stuff like that. And then
gross.
Then chocolate. So you could split it. But there's a golden egg. So what we did was we put a toy inside the golden egg along with the 10% off coupon for a Bounce House. Because the kid's not going to give a fuck about the 10% off coupon, but they're going to give a fuck about the toy, right?
Yeah.
They open it.
Yeah.
They're going to be screaming for the golden egg.
You should do something.
Screaming.
You should have really, honest to God.
I love
you
that.
You should say, hey, we just, you know, we had a group ask this and we're offering it to everybody for this amount of money. Take 10% off of what a Bounce House costs. You tell me when your child's birthday is. Bounce House is supplied if you'd like that to be the golden egg. I don't know. I feel like that, you just play it off like, hey, a group asked us for this.
That's so smart.
Yeah,
that's...
and that way, instead of giving the coupon, you're just like, you reach out directly and just be like, hey, just to let you know, we're offering, you know, our normal $250 Bounce House. We'll do it for $210 if you want to sign up now for whatever weekend in the summer from this date to this date. It's an idea, and you just reach out to the families.
That's genius, because we told everyone we'll call, like, a week before to, like, because every one-year-old and a 10-year-old need the eggs to be hid, you know.
Different strengths, levels.
So we're going to call everyone a week before and just touch base, like, hey, do you have dogs? We don't get attacked in the morning or whatever. But that's a great idea.
I think you do that.
Or if you have candy, I think what's going to happen.
They don't eat them either.
Upsell, baby. You upsell.
For sure. What I'm going to do is call and be like, yeah, we just had someone request a Bounce House to be, like, the grand prize and the golden egg, and we offered a discount for it. Would you be interested? That's fucking genius.
That's what I'm saying. You name the weekend in the summer. Say 4th of July is a little hot.
Yeah.
You just told us 3 of the 5 or whatever the numbers are there. You say, if you want a 4th of July, you know, here's our rate. If you want to do another weekend, here's the... I'm just telling you, just present people, be up front, be like, if you're interested. Genius. I think that's a softball pitch of a play.
How many families you got right now for Easter?
25. I'll take residual, by the way.
Good for you. That's awesome.
That's 25. What I'm saying, 25, and that'll grow, man.
Well, yeah, shout out to Steve again, because...
That's a killer idea.
I think it was last week was the deadline for the drawing or whatever. But, like, without Steve, I don't know how many people would have signed up already, you know. Yeah. But.
We just shot a killer one with Steve podcast.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
He's a good dude. I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Steve Walbo, I forget, how to be a winner with Steve Walbo?
He's legit. Well, it's just he's actually an entrepreneur. Like, he's actually doing it. Like, he's not, like, one of these motherfuckers that are, like, he's the real deal.
Yeah. What makes Steve awesome, too, is his willingness to help people. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, us young guys, like, the same thing, he just gave me a hug because he just found out I was, like, you know, that I was moving this upcoming week.
Yeah, he should have fucking kicked your ass out the door, but whatever.
Dude, I'm too good looking, baby. He's such a good dude. Hey, by the way, we'll report back. Apparently, I'm going to test Emily this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about it.
Are we doing this?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
No, I thought it would be funny if he texted Emily and was like, hey, like... Well, no. What was my original idea? You actually came up with a better plan. Well, no,
he wanted me to hit her up that moment. I'm like, you're going to dinner with her tonight. Like, she's gonna know. Like, I like both of their like Instagram stories and stuff like that. She'll post a picture of Holly, and I'm like, love y'all. Like, you know, they're my people.
Yeah. Oh, you're my guy. Yeah. But, yeah. No, I thought it'd be funny if you.
Maybe we bring him in.
What?
Do you think like maybe we have Preston do it?
No, Preston is a fucking girlfriend, dude.
But that makes it even better. Be no, like, hey.
Because then I'm going to get him in the doghouse. That's not...
Well, not if I just... I'm like, Sam come on. Fuck with Emily.
Dude, if there's a girl...
No.
Sam knows that I am not going to fucking, like, be serious about that.
Talking to your mic, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Talking to your mic, bitch. No, I think it would be funny if Jarrett was just like, hey, like I've got this crush on you, blah blah blah. Like when
I'm moving away, so that way I know I can send this now. And
I wanna see what she says, because like there's so many ways that you could handle that. So like you could not say anything at all, or you could say something, and then like, because this is the predicament it puts somebody in. So let's just say that your girl hit me up and like was like, Howie, you're cute and blah blah blah. I could say like, fuck you, no, and I could never tell you. I could accept the offer, or I could decline it and tell you. So like there's three options.
Okay.
I'm just curious and the fourth option is she'll just know we're full of shit, which I honestly think
she's gonna assume that right away. So you're gonna have to put your acting on. She's gonna go to you.
But does that make sense?
So through Howie's eyes, what is the best option? What is
the best scenario?
You just give four options.
Yeah.
What is the best way for her to handle that? How would you want her to handle that?
I really don't know. I don't really know.
I mean, you don't want her to text me back and be like, yeah, dude, I've been into you too.
I think it's pretty simple. I think it's something.
Well, that would kind of suck. But yeah, I mean,
it's as simple as saying like, I'm sorry.
You know what?
And then tell you, right?
I would want to know. But for like, sure. I would still, like, if I had a friend that, like, had a crush on my girl, and, like, I would just hope that he would tell me first.
I have a crush on Emily.
You know, that's okay. That's fine. She's mine, so fuck you.
All I'm saying is if there's ever a time she's not, you know, I'm messing around.
Whatever. No, I don't know. I mean,
Jesus.
I think she'll know it's bullshit, honestly. Like, I think she's just going to, like, laugh and be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And like, I won't even be able to hold it together. But we'll be together on Sunday, so I'm hoping if she says something, I'm gonna act like
I said it's gotta be like Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
like he wanted me to do a Friday night while they're at dinner, and I'm like, well, like
no, yeah.
I want to see if it would like ruin her night.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Jay Bella.
Nice.
I just went to Gino's. Sorry,
I didn't love Jay Bella.
Yeah, Jay Bella. He always raves about it.
I can't say I've ever been there.
It's good. Good Italian.
Just get the vodka sauce, bro.
Oh yeah.
Jay Bella and Gino, or I went to Gino's.
That shit, it's so fucking good.
Gino's is the new Panini's, or the how was Panini's that? Was. All right, so yeah,
in Strongsville.
In Strongsville.
I just told Sam I want to go there.
Yeah, so I'll be all right. So here's my honest Dave Portnoy review. I got chicken parm. Okay, we waited a little bit. There's only like four tables, and then there's a bunch of booths. Place wasn't that popping. I mean, all of it was full, but right. There's not a lot of spots. There's like big catering areas in the back. So we had to wait for a table because they were like, you can cram in a booth. These booths look like they fit two people, let alone five. We're like, all right, we'll just wait for a table.
Yeah.
Once we get the table, we're good. We sit down. It's a louder atmosphere. Our waiter was very like, so what do you guys want to eat? Like, you know, and like,
couldn't hear him.
We couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear us. So we ordered some drinks, got some martinis, whatnot, right? Get the bread. The bread was phenomenal. I'll be up front there. You get our dinner salad. Dinner salad was so average.
Gotta have good bread.
Yeah. You're in an Italian place. It was really crispy on the outside, super light and soft in the middle. Yeah. It was fucking good bread.
Perfect.
Came out with the olive oil, your favorite, right? I got the chicken parm.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. That dude fucking spun the ball back like 40 yards. It was incredible. So talk about your chicken parm.
Yeah, chicken parm. Chicken part of it, phenomenal.
Was it?
Phenomenal. The pasta was like fresh out of Giant Eagle's pasta section in the box. Like, it wasn't anything good.
Yeah. Are you
the prices weren't expensive. Like, okay, it wasn't an expensive place at all.
Is that a stab at Giant Eagle's pasta?
Well, no, I'm talking like the box, like,
it's what you make it.
Yeah. I want to start making my own. Do you guys see the guy on TikTok that, like,
pasta bitch?
It's not that guy. No, that it's guy actually too. Not. It's not that hard to make.
No, you just got to get the grater. But this guy has been doubling. So he makes his pasta with flour, I think, and whatever, and egg yolk. And he's been doubling the recipe if he gets X amount of likes. And he's, like, up to, like, an obnoxious amount, like, where he's running out spaces that have big enough counters. And he's
stop
like,
stop it.
It's terrific. And that's then he donates funny. All the pasta. So he makes pasta. Nice. It looks phenomenal. It's fresh. And then he goes and donates it all. He puts them all in containers. Like, so it's cool. He's doing the right thing with it. And he's blowing up from it, obviously, which is great. I don't know. But I heard Congress is going to ban TikTok. Did that end up happening?
So the CEO just testified. I don't know if it's going to get banned or not, but...
What the fuck is this? Our Congress, all of a sudden, they don't like people stealing our data. Ever since the Patriot Act of 2001 that fucking Bush put in place, Facebook, Google... Dude, they listen to everything we fucking do anyway. Oh, yeah. What difference does it make?
Well, the one time for your birthday...
Now, all of a sudden, because the fucking crooked cocksuckers in... the crooked motherfuckers in Washington can't make money off it themselves. They went, oh, it's the Chinese government. And fucking Trump's guilty of it, too. Fuck you. Make Facebook and Google and all these other companies stop spying on us. It's not just TikTok.
Well, see, my thing is the CEO literally said, like we'll store the data on American soil, and, like, you can go through it all.
Really?
And Congress was still like, no, the Chinese, you have ties with the Chinese government. Bro. Like, the dude graduated from Harvard. He was born in Singapore and then went to college in the United States. Like, the CEO is not trying to do shit, I don't think.
Bro, the hypocrisy of these people. Don't underestimate
they
the hypocrisy.
They got what they need, though. I've been on TikTok for how long now?
Like, listen, they got whatever they're looking for. The funniest part about it is that the one dude was like, you know, I would just want to thank you because you have brought the Democrats and the Republicans together to agree on something for the first time in forever.
And they're both fucking wrong.
It doesn't even make sense.
That is the most Howie thing. Yeah. Finally, everyone's all together, and Howie's like, nope.
Yeah, that was pretty Howie-ish.
That's you, yep.
I don't think it is. Okay, yeah, it's hold up.
You're
it's
way too low now.
Yeah. Hold up. Go like right there.
Because I'm too fucking loud. That's perfect.
I'm loud, too.
Yeah, no, dude... That's so. Of course, when they agree, they're both wrong. This is just my opinion. Again, I don't know. I'm not right or wrong. But I think, what is TikTok doing differently than fucking Facebook and Google and all these other companies?
They successful. They that's, use all, that's what it is.
They can't profit off it. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
And they're pissed off. It's such a fucking joke.
He loves that, by the way.
Here's my thing. TikTok, it's super addicting, right?
Yeah.
You cannot deny the fact that it has. Good. Created a million trillion jobs out there. There are so many entrepreneurs that rely on that for advertising. There are so many people that are making a living off the content creation side of it. You cannot get rid of that, right?
Yeah, sorry, Jared's about to fucking knock everything over.
Getting booze. Kicking it back seltzer.
Let him get the booze. He doesn't have the headset on. You know?
That was a shot.
Best way to do it. It wasn't a shot.
Because we're low budgeted here. I can't
we are
back.
Low budget. We're not. We just closed our business down. Shut the doors.
Jesus Christ.
our employees listen, are going to be knocking on the door Monday
TikTok's
morning.
Great. The problem is
our athletes are going to be starved.
They're going to be like, fuck.
You guys stopped listening to us. Actually, you didn't, though.
Their stipends are going way
down. Honestly, though, the problem, I think, with like TikTok and technology in general, it's just so fucking overbearing. Like, people are walking around like drones. Like, I'll be, like, trying to have a conversation with my dad or somebody that's on TikTok. I'm like, huh? What? What? It's like, dude, you've been on TikTok for 45 motherfucking minutes. Like, talk to people.
Is that TikTok's fault, though?
It
Because yes I, in no, my in yes my eyes, no. if
you
people,
make that choice.
If people were obsessed with financial literature and they were coming to you for gross investments, I don't think you're complaining.
But that's not what it is. It's just it's easy. You want those dopamine hits that these videos give you.
It's anywhere, though.
But that's how they're making money.
Twitter, Facebook, that was all the same.
So is making money more important than integrity?
Why did Vine shut down?
Wait. Time out. That is not on TikTok.
What are you saying? What's not on TikTok?
I'm saying that control your fucking self. Don't go on it for 45 minutes in a row.
I understand that. I'm just saying that coupled with everything else.
It's like
we're creating an environment that's not even fucking reality. It's like, and I think it's a problem. I don't think it's, and I'm guilty. Dude, I'll sit on TikTok all the time. I'm just saying, I think people are so distracted. They don't even live their lives. You're looking at everyone else living their life on TikTok. You're not living your own. Like, what are you doing?
So what if we're implementing? Like, I find,
I don't think banning it's the solution, though, either.
Do people shoot people or do guns shoot people?
I shoot motherfuckers. That's what happens. I
mean, okay. Well, not, okay. It's a joke. You shoot?
Yeah. Just for disclaimer, it's a fucking joke.
Wait, so guns, don't be a pussy. Guns can't pull the trigger themselves, right? So correct. TikTok can't operate itself, right?
Correct. But there's a thing. There's also a thing called influence, don't you think?
Well, you don't complain about Miller Lite influencing people to drink, and then
hey, Howie,
no.
Can I cut you guys off? If Rory makes this putt, will you shotgun a Miller Lite? Yeah, that's a long putt.
Deal. All
right,
100%.
All right. Continue combo, and then I'll react.
I know he's gonna make it now.
Yeah, he will.
The thing. I get what you're saying. I understand, but I just think that what I want people to understand is what the intention of the technology is. I'm not saying ban it. You're free to do whatever you want. But did you already see this or something?
No, I just know it's going in.
Son of fucking a drained it. Bitch.
I just know my golfer.
I'm a man of my word.
That is wild.
That was, wow, that's incredible.
That was so a victory lap.
Can we like pause so I can piss?
I mean, sure. Just hop off.
Yeah.
Jared will.
Yeah, we're back. Howie just gave it a good shotgun. Rory made like the 35-footer. This episode is not, I mean, in comparison to what we used to do.
Uh-huh.
Interviews, we'll still do that with the right person. Howie, I'm sorry, you're just not the right person.
I'd love to have a good ass interview.
Did anyone listen to the Don't Wear a Purple on St. Patrick's Day?
You know what? I got a fun fact for you.
I can tell you.
That is our least streamed podcast.
Really?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. I'm like, that fucking sucks.
I remember walking out of that podcast. Walking out of that podcast, we didn't know what we were getting into because that was like before we really knew you.
I didn't know you guys that well.
Yeah, really didn't.
You came over and
I didn't know you at all.
No, yeah, not at all.
Yeah,
and we yeah, that's funny because like that podcast, I walked out of there and I was like, that was mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Like that was fun.
Yeah,
like
talking about me getting thrown in jail.
That story.
Hey, you know, whenever I gotta spice it up, I'll do it. So, that's but funny. What were we talking about? We were talking about TikTok. So, because I wanted to finish this. So all I'm saying is technology. Like if you want to get someone to do something, like when you want to influence people, you don't just do it all at once. Like see what the government's been doing in the past 20 fucking years. Like if you told somebody in 2013 that there would be a vaccine mandate, they'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? But like we condition, right? It's like you push the envelope, you push it a little too far, you bring it back. Like so now, like in society, we're in a situation where like it's being pulled back a little bit, but the next push is going to be bad. Like there's going to be something else that happens, whether it's a war or another fucking pandemic or something, and we're going to get it jammed down our throats. But here's all I'm saying about the technology shit. It's slowly eroding people's brains. Like I don't know, when I was a kid and I played video games, my parents were like, they wouldn't let me play all the time. It was like, this shit's going to rot your brain. Uh-huh. Dude, we're rotting our brains. Like, get off your fucking phone.
When Howie was a kid, though, you know? He was like walking around like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck. And like my parents were like,
an asshole.
Yeah, my parents were like, Dad, like, Sam, don't hang out with that kid.
Oh, I didn't know your parents didn't like me.
Back in the day.
I got a bone to pick with them, though.
No, they love you now, though. My mom actually just, she, you know how this combo got started? This, actually, we talked about this last night driving home from dinner. And she was like, yeah, I just listened to his new podcast with Brian. Like, she will listen to every episode. Like, I promise you, like, Amy Malia will be first one to tune in. Like, she'll see it uploads and she'll be all for it. She was mad the first one. She was, the first week, she texted me. Yeah, and she texted me and she was like, when's it going to be on Apple? Because, like, she doesn't have Spotify.
Comedy
she's
got music. Apple. Yeah.
Christ.
This kid. All right, so, Howie, let's circle the wagon here. Okay, we were just talking about this when we took the break there to take some peas. And
shotgun and a beer.
Shotgun and your beer. Brown's been making a lot of noise. You know, the hate's over, right? Quarterback settled. He's settled. It's out of the picture. Now it's all football, right?
Yeah.
This guy posted a story the other day of Joe Burrow. He got a jersey from his sister. What's going on there?
I renounced my Browns fandomship months ago. I told you this. I'm I'm not a Browns fan. I'm not. I don't pretend to be. Whatever.
I can't fucking wait.
This is the year.
You can't wait till they go 8-9. I mean,
we're not gonna go 8-9. Stefanski's the man.
Oh my god.
We've filled the holes.
Stefanski's the
man. I mean, it's got to be better than Dick riding the Bengals when they get good.
Oh, good
lord. Oh,
Dick riding my ass. So
what do you mean?
They're
good, so you'll like them. You would never like them if they were the same as us.
Let's back up. Let's fucking back the truck up.
You were a big Bengals fan when they were winning four games and getting the number one pick.
Oh, yeah. Not a Bengals fan. I'm a Joe Burrow fan. Dude. Let's get that.
So you're not a fan of any team then? Because you're not a Browns fan.
Let's get that perfectly clear. I am a fan of Joe Burrow, and he just so happens to play for the Cincinnati Bengals, number one. Here's what I'm saying. I will root for the Browns because I fucking live in Cleveland, but I would not consider myself a diehard fan. Nor even really a fan at this point, just because of the fact that the organization is probably the worst run organization in the NFL.
Not as of late, outside of maybe a quarterback signing.
That quarterback signing was a
this offseason everyone's been drooling over
travesty.
Our...
Yeah, they do great in the offseason, and then the real season rolls around, and what happens?
You put a football in front of them.
Listen. They will never win. They will never win fucking playoff games. It'll never happen.
They already did against the Steelers.
Yeah, and what happened in the next game?
They got screwed over by a helmet to helmet. They should have beat the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm going to die on this hill.
Well, let's start. Well, he's not the greatest quarterback of all time. That's number two. Not yet.
You can't have a diehard opinion on them this year. Otherwise, you're a fan. But you can't be ranting about the Browns.
Let's be real.
Because you won't be ranting about other teams that suck.
Time to be real?
I won't be ranting about the Browns, right? Because I have more important things to focus on than that shitty ass
organization. You'll be bitching on
Facebook. Listen, and no offense to any of the players that play for the Browns, I'm sorry. Other than Deshaun Watson, I don't know what that whole motherfucking thing is. The dumbest shit I've ever seen. Why did we do what we did? It makes no sense.
You're talking about signing Watson?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Who should we have?
We could have signed Watson, but why did we pay him what we paid him?
Because that's the only way.
We wouldn't have got him.
We were getting him in Cleveland.
We should have got somebody else.
Who? Howie?
I don't know, but not him.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
not him.
If he's the only option, you're taking him.
But he's not the only option at $140 million a year.
I'll get this.
$140 million.
He's not getting that a year.
Yeah.
And they just restructured him for this year. He was supposed to get 50, and they restructured him.
The contract's worth 140. What is it a year?
No, it's worth 250.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Fully guaranteed.
Here, let me tell you how much it is. It's too much fucking money. That's what it is.
All right.
For a guy that is not what you think he is. He's not a fucking Aaron Rodgers. You could have paid that for Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers was 42.
You could have got what the fuck is
Matt Ryan who had
15, no,
yeah.
Matt Ryan. Can I say something? Matt Ryan, I saw a stat. Matt Ryan had 15 fumbles this year.
How is that even possible?
As a quarterback.
That's legit.
And he only started like 13 games. Yeah. Listen, he only started 13. He's over one a game.
Yeah.
How in the world does Matt Ryan, who doesn't run the football, fumble the ball 15 times.
See, you know what bothers me about that? I'll never understand this. Like, Matt Ryan, you don't have it anymore, man. Why wouldn't you have retired when you were known as, like, the Matt Ryan?
Because he came so close to that Super Bowl.
Okay.
My thing is, Now your image is tainted because you sucked dick last year.
I don't think of Matt Ryan on the Colts. I think of Matt Ryan blowing a 28-3 lead.
I agree.
I think he's trying to wipe that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Well, he wiped it for sure by 15 fumbles.
Hey, but he got there.
So. No, he did. And you know what? He should have
won. Time out.
He got there, though.
Just getting there is good enough now?
It's not good enough, but that puts him in company that's better than most. I mean, he's probably top 50 all time.
My hand's up. Can we talk about getting there? Okay, I've ranted to this. I ranted this to both of you.
So, we could have got Garoppolo for a cheap deal.
Jimmy G, I would have taken.
And we
wouldn't have had to pay what we paid.
No, you're right.
This is the problem, bud.
Where's number 10? 10's a great quarterback.
We've got to pay Chubb. Fucking Hunt wants out. Our window was short.
Hunt is not good anymore.
Yeah. Why?
If retaining Kareem Hunt is your issue here.
Man, I don't know.
All right.
We're just not seeing eye to eye on
this. This is what I want to say.
The Browns had a window, and they needed an average quarterback. In fact, I think with
we had one. We had an average quarterback. We did. Baker's not average?
With the proper coaching.
Oh my god.
Baker would have done fine. I agree.
He had the shoulder
problem.
But
Stefanski's a fucking idiot. Stefanski's dumb.
No, he's not.
He's stupid. He has no idea how to fucking call plays. He calls plays like he's betting money on the other team. I mean, honestly, there was a fucking game we played the Baltimore Ravens, and I remember because I was deer hunting. And We ran the ball a grand total with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. We had a grand total, I think it was eight or 16 attempts for the entire game. And Baker threw 40 fucking times. If I was betting on the Baltimore Ravens, I would make Baker throw it 40 times. Like, that motherfucker. My question isn't whether or not he had money on the Ravens. It's a matter of how much. Like, that was the dumbest shit I've ever fucking seen. How can you explain that level of incompetent play calling?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here we go.
Scheffler just literally put
that
it to
dude,
an inch.
That dude's the fucking real deal.
Yeah,
dude,
he is.
100%.
And you know what makes it better? He's just a good dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's always talking about God and his family and stuff like that. Like,
have you seen his Chipotle order? Huh. He, like, has a video of him breaking down his Chipotle order about how he asked for double white rice. Or no, he'll say white rice, and then he's like, after they give him like a serving, he then goes, oh, actually, double, please.
What a fucking shot.
He like has like this whole routine. He's like, if you do it that way, then you get more rice, because like if you say double right away, uh-huh. they jip you, whatever. All right, what I will say, your Browns takes, I think they're horrid. I'm
what
just
was,
be
no, no, what was, break that down. What was wrong about that take?
He's hold on. He's down two right now on 17. He's got to make this. He's got to make it, otherwise he loses.
Well, he's... Oh, wait.
Because Scotty just shoved it to an inch.
Wow.
So he had to make that. And what a good shot.
All right. What was wrong with the take, though? The Browns take. Sorry, guys. We get drifted away with golf. Yeah. We're going to apologize there. It's whatever at this point.
I kind of forget that we're
At least you're getting content.
Yeah.
All right. This is what's wrong with the take, okay? Did you listen to Stefanski's part of my take interview?
I did not.
No.
You boys didn't listen to that.
No, I need to.
He was on. It's fucking awesome because they're dumbasses. He actually promised PFT and Big Cat rings if they win the Super Bowl. Or when they win, not if, when.
That's a good promise.
Yeah.
Because it's empty as fuck. It's literally never
going to
happen.
But he talked about how people...
Never.
How people...
The Browns will never win a fucking Super Bowl,
turn
ever.
Turn his mic off.
I know. Fuck.
Sorry.
I'm
sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Here's the truth, right? He was like, yeah. And he goes, and I get a lot of harsh feedback about, like, the Saints game. He points out. That game was the high win game. I think you were there. It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
It was cold as shit. And everyone's like, why are you throwing the football? He goes, well, what people don't realize is, one, the wind died down. He goes, people don't realize that. They just assume at the beginning of the game, since it's windy, it's windy. He goes, two, when the Saints are putting nine guys on the line of scrimmage, you can't hand off the football. That's not... Yep. He goes, I had to trust the quarterback. Yep. Like, he's like, that's what you do. Like, he's like, and he says it in a more friendly Kevin Stefanski way. Right. But in the reality, it's like... Yeah, we're fans, and we're like, why the fuck does Nick Chubb only have 12 carries? Because we look at a box score. In reality, I'm not looking at, like...
That's fair.
Like, I don't analyze a game like that. That's you don't either, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. I think it's a fair point. But again, it's not just one game. It's over and over and over. It's a consistent, I think...
But if they're stacking the box every game because they look at that,
well,
he's got to trust
dumb.
His players.
I can watch a play and see if they stack the fucking box. I'm not an idiot. All I'm saying is on a regular basis, like, I've watched him coach for 3 or 4 years, and I just don't – he shouldn't be calling plays. Maybe he's maybe he's a good head coach, but he's not a good play caller.
How many
caller
players have you heard bitch about
a
him?
A lot of
I always
people.
Challenge that question.
Here's my
I don't know. They're losers, though, so maybe they should bitch about him.
Is he the only one coming up with the game plan?
Joe Woods was atrocious.
He's calling the plays. He's calling the fucking plays.
Wait, time out. You think they walk into that game – and he's just looking at a sheet, and he goes, you know what? I think this play is going to be good.
Bro,
no!
I don't know, but he's the play caller. He's calling the plays. He's the play caller. He's one of the only head coaches in the NFL that calls plays. Look it up. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's stupid. This is why I don't want to root for the Browns. It's just, it's not worth it.
I'm almost positive
what is the reward?
Andy Reid, like, calls the plays.
What happens, like... What is the actual, like, best-case scenario for you this year as a Browns fan? That they get to the playoffs and win a game? They're not going to the Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson. It's not going to happen. They have to. You've got to get through the Bills. You've got to get through Kansas City. You've got to get through. They're the worst team in the division.
No, they're
the worst team. Really?
Well, Baltimore's about to not have a quarterback. So
they'll be better without Lamar Jackson. But
are you?
Oh, my gosh, Holly.
You couldn't have a colder take.
Dude, you're going to start losing clients. You need to calm it down over there.
Fucking give Lamar a wide receiver that's competent, and he's...
Lamar is not an accurate
thrower. No, it doesn't matter. I really don't believe Lamar. It matters who's at receiver. Lamar is such a playmaker, though. That, like,
100%. No,
like,
question.
Lamar does things that,
agree.
Like... All right, but I do want to say, if we're talking about...
They'll win regular season games. Come playoffs, not going to happen. They'll shut them down because they'll do what you said. They'll stack the fucking box, they'll force him to throw.
Well, that goes back
I did
to
always
my
say
wide
that about Lamar.
Game over. That dude's not going to win a game in the pocket. It's not going to happen. And if you want to win football games as an NFL quarterback, that's time and time again been proven that's what you need to do. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. Who won? The pocket passer. I mean, sorry. It happens
dude,
every
Mahomes,
fucking year.
All right, now that we're talking about the Super Bowl, let's go back to my point. I talked to both of you about this. I'm not going to act like I'm this big Mahomes guy. Out of the draft, I barely know who
the
guy is. Dude,
you're in love with him.
We, as fans, as a football guy, as the Pardon My Take guys and Cam and I say, we're football guys, right? It doesn't matter who the hell is playing. If it's the NFL, college, whatever. I think it's more NFL for Cam and I.
Yeah.
They're on the screen. We're going to watch the game. It could be the 3-14 Dolphins versus the 3-14 Jets, right? Patrick Mahomes, you both and everybody listening, including myself, need to just sit back and appreciate that man's talent. How many straight AFC championships? How many? They're all at home. He's never
the
away guy.
He has one straight AFC championship. Just one. One in a row. Because 2 years ago, do you know who won the AFC championship?
No, I'm talking been to the AFC championship.
Oh, been to it. Okay.
I think it's six straight.
Copy.
Yeah. 1-3, 1-2 of the Super Bowls. Guy's 27.
He's young.
You see the stuff he's doing?
And
he's so good. Just admit it. He's so good.
And he lost like a top five wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, people, they lost Tyreek Hill.
They lost Tyreek.
Yeah.
Lose Tyreek Hill, they're like, hey, listen, they're going to struggle this year. Number one seed gets
the
bye.
You should talk about Kels. I mean, he's all time.
No, yes.
Oh,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
That helps.
I think he surpassed Gronk.
No, I agree. I agree.
I don't even think it's – like Gronk even says he's better than
him. It's comparable. I mean – Gronk won a couple of fucking chips.
Gronk could never stay healthy was part of Gronk's issue. Gronk was hurt a lot.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean
he played in the big games, but Gronk in the regular Kelsey
Gronk
is always
also,
on the field.
So like, are you saying that right now he's the best of all time? Is that what you're saying?
Kelsey?
No. Let's go back to the quarterback.
So listen, the rings and the winning in Tom Brady's legacy. Tom Brady goes to Tampa, wins, right? He's in New England, they always win, right? I can't put him over. I've always said Tom Brady's the GOAT, right? Pat Mahomes, I think we have this conversation 10 years from now. I think I'm going to be looking at it going, it's like the LeBron Michael where it's like, you're going to have your Tom Brady guys.
Sure.
And I think I'm going to be on the Mahomes side. I'm going to be like, dude, the stuff that this dude did on the football field, Tom Brady won games and he led his team.
With nobody.
Yes.
With fucking nobody.
No.
See, I disagree.
He won 16-0 with Randy Moss.
So you just said Gronk was one of the best tight ends of all time.
But
he also
won Super Bowls without Gronk.
He had Gronk and the murderer.
And his number one option was what?
Edelman?
Edelman.
Edelman was solid.
Edelman's really solid.
Yeah, he's solid because New England made him solid. That motherfucker was he played rugby for Kent.
Isn't Mecole Hardman solid because Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball to him? That's the same argument.
Yeah, it is the same argument.
I'm letting you know, though.
But is Travis Kelce solid because of Mahomes, or is he just solid?
But he had Gronk, so cancel those two out.
Yeah. But whatever. He won a couple of Super Bowls with not the ideal talent at receiver is all I'm saying. Is that fair to say?
You a few months ago tried arguing me Burrow was better than Mahomes. Can we at least say that is not at this point in time, that is a obnoxious statement. Maybe 10 years from now.
I don't think it's obnoxious. I think it's I think I was incorrect. I think that Patrick Mahomes is better. But I don't know if that conversation is the same in 5 years.
Yeah. Because we bet on the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Preston texted me. Yeah,
it's not. It's just. It's hard because it's so subjective. Like it's people have different. Like you're on different teams, and people say, "Oh, if they argue, if Aaron Rodgers was on the Patriots, and they would have." It's like it's tough. But I look at the way Joe Burrow plays, and I look at the guy he is. How old is he?
I really don't know.
Is he 20? He's younger than us.
He's probably 20.
No, I would say he's
25. He's 25. Yeah.
So he's younger than me. He spent 5 years
at
school.
I'm fucking old. I'm 27. So his birthday was this week.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I just love the way he plays.
But
I love everything about it, man.
Here's my thing. Burrow is really good, right? But Burrow has always had, like, weapons. So, like, he should be good. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jarrett.
What's up?
Beer me.
Got you.
Like, he's always had weapons.
Sure.
So, like, he should be good, right?
Has Mahomes always had weapons?
You know what?
That's my point.
Mahomes has always had weapons, though. So because the argument
this year. Burrow had better weapons this year. Burrow had better weapons this year
for sure.
No,
Jamar Chase.
What do you mean,
Tyler Boyd?
And how many games did Jamar Chase miss?
In the playoffs, when Mahomes beat him.
Does that matter? But hold on.
Both sides were healthy. Nicole Hardman actually wasn't healthy that game.
The refs won that game.
Oh, come on.
That was a fucking
all right,
joke.
You live.
Yeah, well, whatever. I will say this, and I don't think the refs decided the outcome of that game, but there have been games that I used to be sharp when it came to betting, like NFL playoff games. Like, I was, bro.
Clip that.
Listen, I'm telling you right now. I was
activate the Instagram.
He said I used to be sharp.
Dude, I was legit, and I've been on the wrong end of every single fucking call that these refs have made. You remember back in 2012?
Probably not, I'm gonna be honest.
When the fucking Dallas Cowboys were playing and Dez Bryant on 4th and 10 caught it in the end zone.
Yeah.
That is clear as day a catch. Guess who bet on the Dallas Cowboys? Howie Gross bet on him. You remember when?
How old were you in 2012?
I've been
15.
I mean, you had to be 15.
Degenerate since day one. So guess who had fucking
what betting site was available when you were 15?
New topic. So the fucking remember the Saints? The Saints were playing against Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Miracle. The Vikings. Minneapolis.
That was an obnoxious play. I agree.
Guess who was on the wrong end of that?
You had the Saints, right?
Guess who was on the wrong end? That's not the ref's fault, but I was on the wrong end of that. That fucking hurt. Because I had them on a money line, and they were like 3-1. And then the fucking, I was all over the Saints for years. I love Drew Brees. I love that guy, right? How could you not love the guy, right? And that no call. That cost him a Super Bowl, straight up.
That was bad.
That cost him,
yes, you're right.
A trip to the Super Bowl and potentially the Super Bowl, that was fucking horrible. Honestly, like, that was so bad. And that is
valid.
Incompetence of a ref. And the Rams went? The Rams were fucking awful.
Did they win it that year? No.
No, they lost 9-31 to the Patriots. Mm. Was that it? Or was it 9-3? It was like some fucking weird score.
I don't know.
You want to talk about the Rams, though. Jared Goff for the Lions? I'll give him some props.
I don't even understand it because I was so low on Goff. I'm like, this dude sucks. Yeah. And then he's in the Lions are fucking good.
No, they're the favorites to win the NFC North.
They're the favorites. Yeah, because Rodgers is gone.
Can
we talk about that, please? Because this makes no sense to me. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you want a rip at the Super Bowl, obviously, because you're old, right? Why go to a division where you have to play the Bills twice? The Giants twice that are pretty good this year.
I'll answer your question.
And New England. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I mean, he was getting forced out of Green Bay. Like, they've been sitting on a quarterback for 3 years that they took in the first round, right? They had to play him. You can't
why
take
Why the Jets, though? Why, that's my question.
Where else are you going?
The Jets right here. Ready? Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Potential. This could be crazy, yes. Right?
Go to San Fran.
Let me run this to you. Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, who was a stud.
Stud. Absolute
He was very good last year until he tore his ACL. Potentially Zeke, who's on that list.
Yep.
Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Odell Beckham, McCall Hardman, Randall Cobb. Could be his receivers.
Yep.
So the Jets are just going all in on like one.
Yes.
Season.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Their tight ends are Tyler Conklin, CJ Uzama, and Mercedes Lewis.
Do they have like a lot of cap space or something?
They probably. Well, they're all rookies that didn't pan out. Rookies. They're literally like Aaron Rodgers gave the Jets when they met his wish list.
No, you get these people, he went on some podcast and said no. He tweeted at Schefter. Schefter?
Yeah. I've been struggling with that, too.
He said lose my number. That's not true.
Oh, okay. But regardless,
I get what you're saying. They're loading up, obviously.
They're going all in, man. They should. They're like the Browns. They're desperate. You got to start winning fucking football games.
Can we talk about my boy for a second?
Odell?
Who's your boy?
Yeah, where's Odell going to go? Jets, you think?
Cleveland.
Back to Cleveland.
If he comes back, then... Clearly, it was a Baker issue, right?
I'm on the.
I just think it wasn't the right fit.
We have too many receivers.
And Baker's, I don't know. Baker, you're never going to get consistent, good performance out of that guy. You're just not.
Do you ever think you'll find the
remember
real
when
story?
Remember when I told you?
Odell and Baker. Like,
no, but.
Remember when I told you that and you thought I was a Browns hater? Well, I am a Browns hater, but you remember when I told you that you thought I was crazy?
The what?
That Baker wasn't that good. Remember that?
Well, he was pretty damn good for the Rams this past year.
Yeah.
He actually lost the playoffs though for three teams.
Oh my God. Jesus, you won one game.
You know,
that was crazy though. That was awesome. Crazy.
Baker is like He's a stud backup. If you have him as your backup quarterback, you're thrilled. Let's be honest.
But you know, it's like if you had, let's be real, if you had just like one drive and you need like a guy, I would want him. Like, just give me one drive. Like,
he showed it.
He won't give you one game, but if you're like, hey, like, game's on the line,
yeah,
run this shit down and win, he'll be like, all right, and he'll do it.
Yeah.
With nobody.
Did but he then go 99 like, hey, yards for the Rams?
I meant it's like, hey, play an entire game. Nope.
He's like, what?
Yeah. No, seriously. But I love the guy. Like, I love his attitude and everything, but it's just like he never can fucking put it together.
I was just going to say, you can't shit-talk Baker because you just said you love Joe Burrow for the same reasons that
Joe Burrow is lovable. Joe Burrow is top three in the NFL.
Well, right you're now adding in skill set. Joe Burrow is performing.
And I love the fact that, well, Joe Burrow also doesn't run his fucking mouth. Like, let's just be real. And like,
he's a quiet guy. People,
Josh Allen and the Bills are going to beat him and this and that. I'm like, that line was 6.5. That was the easiest money I've ever made in my entire life. Like, that was a fucking joke. Like, you're giving Josh Allen points against Joe Burrow? Like, no. Like, this, no fucking way. I don't know. So, but back to that.
What a match.
All I'm saying is, I think in 10 years, I think Joe Burrow and Mahomes are going to be, it's going to be like a Manning and Brady thing. That's what it's going to be.
I don't see it.
Mahomes is just at such a high level.
You're in love with him.
Listen, this last year...
I think he's just appreciating the greatness.
It's that. Well, it's the LeBron argument, right? Everyone's like Kobe, Jordan, LeBron.
Nah, fuck
LeBron. I sit here and I get there's reasons LeBron, to not like LeBron.
LeBron's a fucking racist. Let's just...
Oh, my God. All right. Let's cut that. My point is, though...
cut it. Fuck him. He's a fucking asshole.
Well, we're not going to cut it. That's so much
LeBron, but LeBron like, is shit. Like, LeBron is one of the best players of all time, but he openly hates white people, and he puts
That's hits. Not true.
Yes, it is. And he,
That's obnoxious.
Except for Kevin Love. And then he puts... and then he fucking puts hits out on Columbus police officers. Oh, you're next. Hashtag, you're next. Like, fuck you, dude. Hey. You've never been shot at.
Hey.
Fuck that, dude.
I mean...
For real.
Listen, you guys like this polo?
But he's top three all time. I mean, yes. Whatever.
Well, that's my dad was raving about it. He's actually hinted that he wants it for Father's Day. I was like, well, that's like
oh, obnoxious. Rory McIlroy's
polo. He loves this polo. I don't really like it. I said it's too dark for me, like it the dark gray. It's like silky.
I'd get you a Gross Investments polo. What about that?
I've been waiting for one.
I'd rock the fuck out of one.
I want just like a hat, but I don't want the camo. You said you only have camo.
I got to get some golf hats made.
Yeah, one of these with the
so
something like this.
But okay, so
it's
obviously
cotton and he likes it.
So the thing is, people. Obviously, it's universally known that Tom Brady's better than Peyton Manning now, but at the time it wasn't. Like, I think that's what you're going to get with Mahomes and Burrow. I think the AFC.
No. Burrow would have to go on like an insane stretch over the next 3 years for that to be like a comparison.
But he's younger. So how many? He's what?
How old is Joe Burrow? I'm googling it.
He's played three complete seasons, I think.
And yeah, but
Mahomes has played. Five or six.
Joe Burrow is 26.
Oh.
That's great, but I'm just saying, how many seasons has he played?
Yeah, but my point is Patrick Mahomes is 27. Look at what they've accomplished by that age. And I get it. I get the argument of age and time in the year. You're right. Mahomes, and I can't stand this argument with Mahomes of, oh, Alex Smith was the quarterback and they were winning 12 games a year, Andy Reid.
They were, actually.
Dude, yeah. Do you see the fucking plays this guy's making, though? Like, these sidearms.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, like, it's not even human. You can't tell me that it's Andy Reid. Reid's great. Reid is great.
You can't coach that.
Yeah, you can't coach some of the things Mahomes doing to keep these plays alive. Like,
it's like Kobe and Jordan. Kobe and Jordan scoring 60 a game. I guess you're not going to coach that.
Shoffley blocked.
So, yeah. Whatever. All I'm saying is I think in what I'm saying will either come to fruition or it won't. I think that over the next 2 years, Joe Burrow is going to prove that he's fucking elite, and he's if he's not one, he's two to Mahomes.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't think you put him,
you don't put him there now.
No.
You don't. I mean, Mahomes just won a Super Bowl on one leg. I mean,
yeah.
The dude's incredible. He is. He's insane.
Burrow's a player. Burrow can play football.
And he doesn't talk shit. No. He just fucking he takes sacks. Like, you ever heard of, he's going to set the record. Here's a one.
For sacks taken.
He's going to set the NFL record for most sacks taken of all time.
I love that comment. They asked him about him getting hit.
And he goes, it's better than throwing an interception.
Yeah, and he said it's my fault because I try to stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
He said that it's my fault. I like that stuff, and I love everything about Burrow. I hope he wins one Super Bowl in 10 years because I want the Browns to win 9 before. In order for him to win a Super Bowl, that means the Browns aren't. So it's just the truth. But in my eyes, Patrick Mahomes, like, I look at that man. Okay, I see Joe Burrow. We can beat Joe Burrow. Like, I've seen us beat Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes.
The Browns have had his number. That's true.
And Pat Mahomes, if we're in an AFC championship, I'd be like, we're fucked. Like, this dude is so good.
Your mom just texted me.
And said what?
Dog sitting for Friday.
Oh. She's going to Columbus. Yeah. Dude, get the U-Haul. U-Haul. Or the bounce house near me box truck. We haven't seen it yet.
Why is your mom texting Preston?
To dog sit my dogs. I'm a dog
sitter. Is there anything you don't do, Preston?
Mm. Does it all. Howie, by the way, these Miller Lights are October of 2022. I took a sip and instantly looked at the label.
Yeah, you grabbed. Yeah, there's a couple of old ones in there.
I'm still drinking them. They're not as bad, but I could tell. Yeah, I have a good eye for that.
I shotgunned the one that was old. So
you felt a couple lumps go down.
I got it out of the way quick.
All right. What else, Ben? Anybody been watching good TV? I've started the new season of You.
Million Little Things.
I already finished You.
Don't talk about it because I haven't gotten through it yet.
Like,
I liked how they've gone with it. People said I wouldn't. I like it. Outer Banks. Did you watch Outer Banks? I know you did.
No. Yeah. No.
The ending I thought was good. The last three episodes was solid.
Yeah. I don't know. I just needed something more. I needed something more.
Yeah. I get you. I'm currently remodeling. Well, not remodeling, but I'm moving, so I'm buying furniture and whatnot. So I have my sectional. Let's walk through what I have, because this is happening Friday.
And before he does this, Jarrett's on the market. So if any of you beautiful young single ladies want to see see the layout of this new studio apartment, you know.
To the studio. It's not a studio, one bed. 750 square feet.
Shoot me a text. Downtown Columbus. Details, but continue.
Emily, if you're listening, please feel free.
Well, we're going to be standing there after fucking Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, so. They're going to be sleeping on my couch. Plenty of room. Got a big sectional. Got it on a killer deal. Well,
apparently, Emily's going to be in your bed. I'll be on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an awkward reunion. Brewery and downstairs. Good little spot. So, anyways, I got my couch. Coffee shop down below.
That's awesome.
Gym. I mean, everything you need. There's actually two gyms. One's like a private, like you got to pay for it. And it doesn't look that cool. There's like classes. It's like an Orange Fitness kind of thing. That's not my style. All right, let's go back to this, right? I've told you this. I, starting in May, am taking improv classes.
I love that. I love it.
This is how I pitched it. One, that's what I do, right? Like, when I'm making cold calls, we're calling people, we all talk to people on a daily basis. You're improving, in a sense. You don't know what's coming.
For sure.
So I'm going to start improving, and it's going to get me kind of out in the Columbus community. I'm going to meet people. This girl I worked with does it. Was getting watery-eyed talking to me about it. I'm like, if you can get that passionate about this, I'll give you a six-week trial period and see if I like it, right? So, yeah. And apparently, I may be in a show at the end of my six-week period or whatever. So, I expect a full audience. I expect the Kicking It Back faithful to be in the crowd.
We'll definitely
be for Jarrett's improv debut.
I wonder. So, my thing is, like, is this going to teach you better instincts on how to respond? Or, like, I don't
listening
know.
Skills. I think improv, I think that's life. Everyone goes into a sales position, right? And they're like, oh, I love talking.
I love talking.
Everyone says that, yeah. And we all know now, but you learn it. Sales is listening. And they tell you that, and you're just like, whatever, I like talking. You have to listen. Like you said, the whole three question, like, you've already broke this down. You have to be able to listen and then just, so what do you mean by that? Like, or, you know, what's going, like, so I'm excited for the improv. I'm hoping, so I guess the style with my Columbus office, this girl that I am doing this with, she's a little older than me, whatever. She, I guess, whenever her performances are, the whole office goes, they drink before and then they go. And they said they love it. They said it's a great time. Like, they said it's a blast. Uh-huh. So I'm hoping now I'm going to be in the class or whatever. If I'm in the show, I'm hoping like the whole office tags me. I'm hoping some people come into town. It's like a Friday night. We can go out after. It'd be fun. That'd be a blast.
This is gonna be sick. Like, I think that would be so much fun.
Like, I just think it'd be fun if there was a group of us, like the old style. People are sleeping on the floor and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, you just make it work. Like, we got a spot. I got a garage. My apartment complex. I hope he hits the tree. Oh, he just had to punch it. That was not good. I don't think.
You don't think?
Oh, my gosh.
That's real good.
To me, it looked like he hit it 10 yards.
That was so good.
All right, where's Rory? Oh, Rory's not good either.
It did look like he laid it up. That was, yeah.
To me, that looked like he was going to have 50 in.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Yeah, so improv classes are on inbound for your boy. I'm excited. Company loved the idea. I was talking to Preston about this before.
Yeah.
I was supposed to take Toastmasters. Have you ever it's like a speech class almost.
No.
It's the hope. I mean, I say, now that you're listening, and I'll say it a million more times, you know is my thing. People say and but a lot. I say you know.
You say one. Like a lot too.
Like? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, likes, I feel like a casual one. You know is my big one. You know is the one. I gave a presentation in front of my whole team. It was tough. Like, it was a role play. I was stressed as all shit for like a week. Got through it. It was great. Apparently, I said, you know, like an obnoxious. I don't even want to say the number because you'll laugh your ass off. But it was an obnoxious amount of times. Like, whatever you're thinking, triple it. Like, that's how high it was.
But, bro, you know how good that is that you're knowing, you're learning this now?
Yeah, in front of them.
You're so young and, like, you're gonna just keep getting better and better.
It's fun. That's so exciting. I'm excited for improv too. Just it'll get me out of the house, well, my apartment. Anyways, back to that. We got a couch. We got the rug. Everything's neutral.
Where are the girls going to sleep at in the apartment?
In this bed.
Listen, the bar stools that I haven't bought yet. Here's where I'm at. The walls in the apartment. Let's everyone close their eyes here, right? We got white walls. We got they both closed their eyes. Cream countertops, the cabinets, and everything else are like a dark brown. My sectional is a very light white, whitish color. Okay, my rug right there is a white and beige, like a white and cream, right? So I'm all neutral colors. Okay, I got to incorporate a color outside of green because I'm gonna have some plants because I'm a savage, right? I'm a beast.
Succulents.
You gotta have some eye stuff, right? You walk in. I was
falling asleep over here with my eyes closed.
you gotta make the place look a little fresh, a little, you know, it's gonna look grown. This isn't a college house anymore. I want this to look like people walk in, they're like, damn, this guy's got his shit together. Even though they're like, they don't open the cabinet, see the ramen.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're like, hey, look at this guy. I'm gonna have a big TV. I'm gonna steal how he's gonna expense a YouTube TV account.
You'll be fucking styling, bro. It'll be fine.
So the issue is, so the bar stools I want. They're bright red. They got to be done right. All right? I want the bright red ones, but I got to incorporate, like, the plants, right? Need to have, like, red vases then. Like, or, like, you know, like, red bases. Like, where else do you incorporate red? That's the flaw. Picture frames? Red picture frames? No. I got Gessler's jersey. That's going to be up on the wall.
How'd you get that?
I've been bugging. Let's call everyone out while we're talking about it. Gessler? I didn't have to bug Gessler. I asked Gessler. Gessler said I'll get it done. I want one of Sam's, one of Chance's, and one of Nick's. And I've always said in my house, in my first house, I want to hang their jerseys up on the wall. Everyone's got, like, Baker Mayfield's jersey. I don't give a shit about it. I mean, don't get me wrong, great. But in the same sense, I like people that mean shit to me. So ideally, I'll have a picture of Gessler playing hoops in the frame along with his jersey. I'm going to have him sign it eventually. I don't know why I should have had him sign it, but whatever. We'll take it out of the frame. We'll get it, whatever. And then we'll put it back in. And I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm like, I watched that guy grind. I grinded with him at 5 in the morning all summer. Like, that's my guy. Like, I think that's a cool jersey to have up on the wall, and people will be like, whose is this? Hillsdale? Like, that's not what it's about.
How did he get that?
So they rebranded jerseys this last year. They used to be, like, royal blue, and they went to dark navy. And he got in on the old jerseys and literally, I think, stole the old royal blue, but he got the gray one. It's a solid jersey. That's I was so juiced sad. Up. He dropped it off, dude. I was like, you don't understand how excited. He's the only one that's given it to me out of that bunch. Chance is a hard guy. He's like, I'm going to hang mine. And I'm like, you're in a house. Why haven't you hung it yet? If you're going to actually hang that jersey, like, and I get it. If he wants it, he wants it. Sam's got two. She said she'd give me one. Nick said he'd give me one. I don't know. One of our athletes. I'm just throwing some shade here. But, yeah, I want to put you up in my – I have a spot. I'm going to pay for the – all I need is your fucking jersey. I'll pay for everything else and get it up on my wall.
Yep.
And that way, every time someone comes in and goes, who's this – number two, I'm going to say, that's my boy Kyle, right? Kyle will probably come down a good amount just for crew games. We love the crew.
That sounds fun.
We should go to a game. You guys should come down. We'll get some beers. They're fun. They're fun games. Best sports atmosphere I've ever been in.
Yeah. Sounds sick.
I don't know. Just my thought.
Yeah.
My two cents.
You know, with that.
You have a thought brewing. I'm really curious what's about to come out of his mouth.
That's why I went to my phone because I was like, oh, here we go.
No, I just.
Back to Kevin Stefanski.
No, fuck the Browns. I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about NBA and greatest of all time because the debate right now is, do I get a shotgun of beer because McElroy made a putt or what?
How about his gray hair?
Did you win money, Preston?
No.
No, he needs him to win the thing.
He needs Scotty to win the whole thing. Are Rory and Scotty about to play tomorrow?
Why are you?
Yes, they just they showed that
Jesus Christ.
While they were both tied.
Okay, the greatest of all time thing, whatever. It's obviously always going to be subjective. Like, there's no way to really quantify who the greatest of all time is.
Fair.
Furthermore, why? Like, I'm not saying Kobe's the best of all time, but he should at least be in the conversation. Like, I just think it's insulting that people don't discuss
Kobe.
It. Yes. The dude played for the same team for 20 years. Never went anywhere else. Stuck out the bad years.
Like, also raped a woman, right?
That
allegedly.
That was number 8.
I'll be not honest, 24. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, that's why when he switched from 8 to 24?
That was 8, not 24.
Yeah. It was rebranding.
I mean, he literally was found not guilty. So, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, so was Ray Lewis.
Well, Ray Lewis fucking killed somebody.
Well, why is that? He was found not guilty.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you just pulled that same card for Kobe. Why does it work for one and not the other?
Deshaun Watson was found not guilty.
No, he wasn't. He settled.
Well, he was. He was.
There was some truth. He settled.
All right, whatever. Well, let's discuss that issue another time, I guess. I'm just saying that if you look at Kobe's career and his body of work of what he accomplished, he played through kind of both eras. Like, he played through the tough guy era and the new era to a certain extent. Like, now, like, every fucking good player now is just going to continue to break the points record because the NBA is like, the rules are softer. Like, I think Stephen A. was talking about this, like how, like Steph Curry 15 years ago, like, wouldn't score what he scores now. I agree. Like, and I think if Kobe or Jordan, like, played in this era of basketball, they would fucking average, like, 40. I don't see how they wouldn't. They would drive every time and either get fouled or score two. Like, and no one plays mid-range game anymore, right? It's either threes or inside. But I don't know. I haven't watched the NBA a lot, like, honestly, ever since Kobe left, because I was just like, I fucking loved Kobe. Like, that was my guy, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, my thought is with that is I don't think anyone's going to, like, break the scoring record anytime soon.
I think Steph Curry or Kevin Durant.
I think you're crazy.
I mean, you know why? Because those guys battle injuries. LeBron, outside of the last couple of years, and some people say it's because they suck.
And they're not going to play as long as LeBron, most likely.
At that long level. He came out of high school. No, he was 18 years old when he started playing.
With Steph Curry's game, I mean, he could play for a long time.
How close is he? He misses half a year every year.
Okay.
It's just the volume.
Dude, and I'm the biggest LeBron hater you'll find.
They're not even close now. I mean, you need 10 years to catch up. I mean, he's one of the oldest players. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Are they going to play to his age?
Well, how much longer is he going to fucking play?
He's only playing until his kid gets in.
Dude.
Which is next year, right?
Which, his kid's got to be overhyped, right?
Yeah, I mean, when your name's LeBron James Jr.
I mean, what an ignorant-ass tweet he had about saying that Bronny's better than some of the players in the NBA right now.
I mean, I think that's what I don't like about LeBron is everywhere he goes, he creates a fucking circus. Like, do you think his kid needs his one of the greatest NBA players of all time, his father, like, saying shit like that? Like, just shut up. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. Like,
Preston, who's your GOAT? I know yours is Kobe.
It's always going to be Kobe.
Yeah, that's fine. There's some bias there, but it's Kobe. Who's your GOAT?
It's all
bias.
You're
not a LeBron guy. Who's the greatest of all time?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I've ever seen Michael Jordan play a basketball game.
Go to Tim Duncan.
Did you watch all that?
I really don't know. I don't think I have one.
Anyone you watch the Last Magic? Dance documentary with Michael Jordan?
Kareem Abdul?
That's good. Is that still enough? Bill Russell. That's a good one.
Hey, Bill Russell won 11 rings.
Like, very entertaining. You know? Mm-hmm. Bill Russell did win 11 rings.
But
R.I.P. Like,
and how many fucking teams were in the NBA when that happened? Like, there weren't 32 teams, were there?
I don't think there is now. Isn't there 30?
It's 30. Yeah, sorry.
I have no idea. I will say.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying about that whole debate is like, you're never going to have like a.
Oh my God.
There's no way to fairly compare like who the fuck's better, who's not. And you could make this. Actually, we're watching golf. Like,
Tiger, not even close.
What if Arnold Palmer had the technology that these motherfuckers had?
Yeah.
What if John Daly had the technology these guys had and he was hitting it 50 yards further than he did back then? Like, you know, like, you just don't know.
So what I say with LeBron. LeBron's the GOAT in my eyes, okay?
LeBron's a bitch.
All right, say what you want. LeBron's the GOAT. the way he's able to do what he does always consistently at a high level, blah, 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 with the talent he's going up against. Kevin Durant, if he played in Jordan's era, would have been Michael Jordan.
What?
And not a fault to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't grow up with the technology and all this training shit that these guys have now. Uh-huh. I get it. That's not Michael Jordan's fault. But at the end of the day, I'm just judging body for body. Who, if LeBron played in Jordan's era, I think LeBron does the same shit, but that's just how genetically enhanced he is.
He'd have to get tough, dude. He gets every call, and when he doesn't get one, he makes sure everyone knows that he whines and shit.
That's because he's so big, like, he doesn't always show the call.
I agree, but people in the NBA get more calls now, period. And that didn't happen back in the day. Like,
I also just think,
do you know what I mean? Like, it gets just different.
I just think there's no defense. Like,
there's
no
none.
True until the final 5 minutes. Played. Yeah.
Like if you watch the first quarter of a game, if you cross over, you're scoring. Like, it's ridiculous.
What happened to boxing? Boxing used to be fucking legit. Like,
Jake Paul's kind of keeping it alive.
Fucking Muhammad Ali back in the day.
That picture, dude. Mike Tyson. One of the most notorious photos of all time of Muhammad Ali. You have it in here.
No.
You need a beer.
Well, like a butterfly sting like a bee. I got a picture of my old man. My old man was a Golden Gloves champ back to back.
Really?
When he was younger. Well, he wasn't. He won it at 18. He was runner-up at 19. Yeah, my dad was fucking legit, like, fighter. He was nice.
I beat his ass.
And I think, yeah.
I'll tell Big Hal that, too.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, so I think back in the day there was a chance. I could be fucking this up completely, but Mike Tyson's the same age as my dad. And when my dad was fighting, like, Mike Tyson was coming up. And there was, like, there's tournaments when you're a kid. So, like, to get to the Golden Gloves or, get like, playing the, whatever. Like, so there was, I think there was one where if he won the fight, there was a chance he could have, like, fought Mike Tyson. And I think his trainer were, like, just withdrew him from the fight. And the guy, my dad's like, what the fuck? He's like, no, Mike Tyson will kill you. We're not even going to give you a chance to get a chance. Like, nah.
Jesus.
You know? But, like, oh, I mean, Mike Tyson was a fucking animal.
Uh-huh.
He was a
eating specimen. Dude's ears off.
Did you see,
And that's a good debate, honestly. Like, if you know fighting. Like,
I know nothing.
I don't, but.
Wrong podcast.
Like, I think Muhammad Ali was the best fighter of all time, but there's
shame. I would agree, because I don't know any other names besides Tyson
and
Mayweather.
There's a case for Tyson. I mean, fuck.
What about Mayweather?
Well, Mayweather weighs 150 pounds.
Yeah, but once again, now we're talking like.
But I'm talking about heavyweight. I'm talking about heavyweight.
That was Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali was heavyweight, and Tyson was heavyweight. Like, the heavyweight champion of the world was like the fucking the Crown Vic. That was it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Mayweather, you can make a case he's the greatest fighter of all time, but.
Speaking of Mayweather, did you see him and his boys kind of run up on Jake Paul? Did you guys see that video?
What? I kind of saw it, but
I did not. They were leaving maybe a basketball game or something like that. Jake Paul was leaving, and Mayweather and like 30 of his boys just pop out and kind of surround Jake, and they're like, "What's up, bro?" And I thought it was like PR, like setting it up the next fight or whatever. And I texted Johnny. I was like, "Is that shit real?" Jake Paul took off running, like he sprinted away like a pussy. But and then Jake Paul goes on. He's like, "Yo, Floyd just tried jumping me, this and that." And I texted Johnny. I was like, "Was that like
did he run real? His mouth to Floyd or some shit?"
I don't know. Christ. I really don't. But I was like,
"It's funny having the inside
which
scoop."
Which one?
Did- I was like, "So was that real or was that like setting up a fight or something like that?" He was like, "No, bro, I was there. That was like real. Floyd and his boys just kind of like jumped out of the way and like surrounded Jake."
Here,
like,
wow. I'm gonna send which Johnny one? A text right now of us on the mics.
And did
I bet you he responds within like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which Mayweather fought which brother?
Logan.
Okay.
Johnny's brought up
and then but he, Jake, he ran Jake up stole, but he ran up on Jake and
because,
then Jake ran
because of the press conference okay. of that Jake stole Floyd's hat and just took it off his
oh,
head.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah
I
that
got
was
your hat.
Beyond disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a Jake Paul move, right? So just that's why Floyd kind of
fucking stupid, you know. Right?
I hate that I have to piss again.
I mean, just go. I mean, we can.
Well, I don't have to be that bad yet.
We can fill that air.
I'm getting there. What else? What else do we have going on? I mean,
as I say, at this point, we don't get on the mics that often. So let's give them a 4-hour epi. Bro, every time you're
breaking you break this up, you can.
Let's talk about the sauna story. All right,
this
is great.
You could break this up into a few.
Oh, yeah. In the sauna, honestly. I was in the sauna. I just told this story, so it sucks. That's why we tried. Preston and I used to try to not talk for a while, and then we would get on the mics, and it would be great. I was in the sauna. All right.
Now we don't talk because we don't like each other.
Yeah, truly, it's strictly because I think he's ugly.
Preston's just too good for us. That's what it comes
to. He's got a lot going on. Listen, you don't take it personally.
I don't take it personally. I'm just the fact that he graced us with his presence.
Johnny
today.
Already responded, by the way.
Hey, what'd he say?
What's up, Johnny? Hit me with a foul bag, bitch.
Jesus.
He said send low. I don't even know what that means. L-O. Send?
Location.
Oh, send location.
Oh, is he coming up here?
Oh, he's probably in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, God.
He lives in Cleveland.
He's coming up. Send it to him. We'll just tease him.
He's coming up. I got to give up my mic.
Howie, could you step out, please?
Yeah, Howie, just real fast.
Go take a piss and don't come back.
Yeah, lock the door.
Lock the door to his own office.
In the sauna, okay? I'm sitting in the sauna, getting a sweat on. Sauna's great. I believe in this, right? Especially in sales. If you go to the gym early enough and you make yourself enough time to sit in the sauna, a lot of like those like successful people, maybe not at UXL, okay? There's successful people at UXL. I don't want to take that. But like if you go to a high-end gym, private country club gym, right? I feel like that's a good opportunity to just meet people, right? Anyways, it has nothing to do with the story. I'm sitting in there. There's this high school kid. And he goes, hey, bro. And I'm like sitting in the sauna. I'm like, what's up, bro? And he's like, got a weird question for you. And I'm like, sure. Hit me with it. He goes, are you that kid from the podcast? And I just started laughing. I'm like, depends who's asking. I'm like, what'd I say? And he starts laughing. He goes, you look so much like your little character in the picture. He had no idea who I was, so I introduced myself after. He literally looked at my little icon that at what was who made it? Was it Damron?
Maybe.
I think it was Damron.
Damron and Bungie, maybe.
No, Bungie made the holiday one. I know that.
Okay.
She took our faces and put it on the holiday one.
Yeah, then it was damn right.
Yeah. So thank you for that. We cannot. I mean, honestly, it's
I'm sure they're going to listen to this. But yeah, thank you.
Nobody's listening at this point.
No.
But anyways, yeah, so the kid looked at my little image and was like, wow, you look like the guy. And that's like, awesome. I am the guy.
I am that guy.
Yeah, that's
this
me.
This one's only a 49 minutes. It's not that long.
Are you serious? I swear
what was
to
the
God.
What was the first? We split it.
The first one's probably 50. That's what I'm saying. You could turn this into two. I think people will listen. I've said a bunch of outrageous shit. People are going to listen to that.
You always say
outrageous
shit.
But you believe the outrageous shit you say.
Well, I actually don't believe a lot of what I say is outrageous. I just know it's true, you know?
Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough knowing the truth and not being able to convince people of the truth. You know, I'm learning that. So, whatever. Do you guys want to talk about politics?
No. Not really. To be honest with you, because one, I don't care enough.
And number two, you're a Joe Biden fan?
He just responded with, on my way, Johnny.
Johnny's coming up.
He ain't coming.
He's not coming.
I'm going to say, don't rear-end someone on your way here.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Preston? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
You said number one something.
Number one, I don't care enough. And number two, I don't know enough.
Oh, okay.
I'm not educated
enough. You've been very consistent with that.
Well, it's,
that stance, and that's fine.
My thing is, why speak on something that I don't know enough about?
Politics?
Yeah,
I don't educate myself.
I wish
exactly.
More,
so I, why would I speak
I,
on?
There's
it.
No
I guess
way
I
to
wish,
get a neutral
I
opinion.
I wish more people said shit that you said, just about anything, right?
Like, I agree. Why speak on something you don't fucking know about? Really?
It's a great question. People do it all the time, though.
I don't.
I mean, I do it on the podcast once in a while, but not. I don't pretend
your
to be an
expert.
Your podcast
or our podcast?
Both. I mean, I'm talking about football. I don't fucking know shit about football. Like,
well, you were a sharp back in the day.
Yeah, you're
a
gambler. Gambling's different than knowing football.
6.5 easiest
well,
bet of your
you,
life.
You,
Bills Bengals.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, but you were pretty passionate about the whole running the football situation, and you sounded like you knew how to read a defense.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, I don't. At the end of the day, I don't really know football. Like, I'm humble enough to say it. Like, I don't know football. I know golf. Like, I could tell you that I know the golf swing. I know everything about it. I'm not the best golfer in the world.
I mean, that was such a bold statement.
I know more about
that was such a bold statement.
How is that bold? I've been playing golf for my whole fucking life.
That doesn't mean you know the golf swing.
I literally know the golf swing inside and out.
Howie, if you knew the golf swing inside and out, you would be like scratch golfer.
Yeah, but right. So executing is different than knowing. I understand how to hit a draw, how to hit a fade, how to correct those things. Executing, it's a different story, right? I mean, I'm not saying that I have the best golf swing on earth. I'm just saying that I can help somebody that plays golf.
So you could confidently say you could go be a golf tech instructor right now?
Without... Oh, easily. I know more about the golf swing than fucking 99% of people on planet Earth. Guaranteed. And that's not that bold. What do you know? What do you know about the golf swing that I don't? Like, that would be my challenge. Like, honestly.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm like a master at the golf swing.
I know the golf swing. I know it. I know it.
I think you know your golf swing.
No. I know the golf swing. I know how to get people out of funks. I know how to help people with, like,
so you could make me a scratch golfer.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you could execute what he says.
Yeah. But people have to be able to execute. That's why, like, I'm not pretending like I can execute everything perfectly. I'm just saying, like, I know how it goes. Okay, that's like saying, oh, I know how to shoot a free throw with my elbow, and I don't make every one, though. Like, fuck,
so you're saying,
what the fuck are you trying to say?
Good free throws, just listen, elbow in?
Listen, I think you just insulted every golf coach out there.
Maybe I did. I don't give a fuck. You think I care? How many golf coaches are listening to this shit?
Well,
my friend, you know, Justin Roth that played golf. You know Justin. I'm going to get fitted. Like, he's a better coach, but he does not know more about the golf swing. He does not know more about the golf swing than I do. I'll tell him that to his face. I don't care.
What do you mean you're going to get fitted for new irons?
It's not a fucking insult. Yeah, I need new irons, dude. I've had the same irons since junior year.
You need all new clubs.
Yeah, except for my putter. That fucking thing never lets me down. But, like, that's not an insult. I just know the golf swing really well. I do. Sorry. I don't have to tell you. I was getting lessons from Frank DeSanto when I was 5 years old. The dude passed away. He used to work at the Oaks. That dude was, like, a legend.
Okay. And then like, we both took golf tech lessons for years.
Tech lessons from people that were not golf pros.
No. Were you Chris? No, you were Ken.
Ken, but...
Right.
He did the track. Chris Walsh was a golf professional.
Yeah.
No, like he was.
Chris Walsh. He owns the golf tech.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Golf tech is awesome, and it helped me a lot, especially my senior year. All I'm telling you is when I was young, I learned from, like, legit fucking pros about my swing. Not a golf tech with technology, like someone standing behind me and telling me this is, like, you know what I mean?
They do a golf tech. They compare you. They actually pull up Rory's swing compared to mine, and he's like, this is what he does compared to you.
All I'm saying is I should be a lot better for the amount of money my fucking dad put in my golf swing. But
you're right.
Well, I think that comes back to the execution part.
It comes back to the execution.
Because if you have the knowledge.
I suck. Yes, I suck at golf 100%. I agree. But I know the swing. I know it. I can help a pro. I can help someone win a tournament. I know the fucking game. I know the game.
You are unbelievable, dude.
Why is that unbelievable to you? Why is that unbelievable?
Like, do you think you know the swing just as much as some of these, like, pros?
I might know it better. I might not know it better than their caddy, though.
Oh, my God.
But I might not know it better than their caddy. Those caddies, a lot of the caddies they have, know the golf swing way fucking better than any pro on earth. They just don't execute, but they know how to tell their golfer what to do.
That's just knowledge of the game and the situation.
That's knowledge of the game and knowledge of the swing.
You realize that
it doesn't make them a better golfer.
They don't hire their caddies to be their swing coach.
Yeah, they have swing coaches.
Why don't they hire their caddies if they know the swing so much?
No. So there's no difference?
No. So, you dug yourself in a hole there.
What do you mean?
I'll dig my way out of it. Don't worry.
Can you admit that you know you're in a hole right now based on what
you're fucked right
now. You're looking at me like I'm in a hole. So
our light bulbs both went off of a single comment.
Let's go. Let's go.
They have swing coaches.
Let's go.
The caddies are the course knowledge. They get there early. They make sure they know yardages because –
right.
No.
Are they letting them use?
So you're telling me,
yeah, but
so
they
you're
don't.
Telling me that a
no,
caddy,
they know.
No, a caddy,
I caddied, you caddied.
So a caddy under no circumstances they never give swing advice.
No,
wait, did we say that?
They don't. Try
you're
and words
I'm in asking a question.
No,
that's not true.
Okay,
they absolutely
they know the swing. They don't know this. They don't know the swing better than any other.
I'm asking the question.
Okay,
it's a question.
All right, go ahead, rip them off. We'll answer.
Yeah.
Does the caddy ever give swing advice?
Sure, I'm sure they do.
Okay.
It probably does.
But you're deciphering, you're saying that they have a swing coach they work with on a regular basis,
yes.
But that's
swing
separate.
Advice is just slow it down.
But that's
you're coming a little too over it.
Maybe. Maybe. Or there's a million other things you could say. But you're saying the swing coach is different than the caddy, like
yes.
Yes.
Like exclusively
two
different.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess what I was saying is I know a lot about the golf swing and I know a lot about the game. I feel that with my knowledge and skill set, I could help someone win tournaments. I think I'd be a good caddy.
So you're better than any caddy?
No.
Better than any?
Well, I have no experience, so I might suck. I mean, let's be real. I'm just...
Okay, but that's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the statement you made of saying that the caddies know the swing more than the players.
Well, maybe the swing coach knows the swing more than the players. Maybe that's where I was off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd think so.
So, whatever. Maybe the caddy... No, maybe the swing coach knows more about the swing,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the caddy knows more about the fucking golf course than the golfer. But the golfer executes.
I think a good caddy knows the golfer more than the golfer knows the golfer.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to say.
But the swing is totally different. Going back, you don't know more than golf tech guys.
Yeah, I do,
dude.
On an average scale, I don't know more than them. I know that if I had their technology, I could fix anyone's swing.
You know,
it's not that fucking complicated.
You know, it's funny.
It's all video recorded. How hard could that fucking be? You're coming across the ball, or you're hitting the inside of the ball. Your swing's too high. Your swing's too flat.
That doesn't mean you know.
I don't want to insult anyone at Golf Tech, but I agree.
And I'm not insulting them.
Anyone can draw the lines.
I'm not insulting them at all.
What you're doing.
But come on,
but good ones can fix you.
I've played golf for 20 motherfucking years. I know more golf than 80% of those motherfuckers, unless they've all played golf as long as I have. Maybe I'm mistaken. And like Justin Roth is an anomaly. That dude knows way more than me. I'm not saying that I do, but if I was given the same technology to help you with your golf swing, what the fuck? I mean, if I couldn't fix that...
No, he is right.
What are we talking about here? I mean, it's a cheat code.
Howie.
If someone stands behind you and films your fucking swing, you know what you're doing wrong.
No, he's right. Anyone can look. You could look at a swing and be
like... It doesn't mean that I can fix it.
But I know what a Roth IRA is. He knows a lot more what a Roth IRA is than I do.
Do you, though? What's a Roth IRA?
I would just say it's like a savings
invalid
account.
Though, but anyone can look at a golf swing on
this
video.
It's very valid. You could Google what a Roth IRA is.
Right. I know what that is. That's like saying I know the golf swing. I know what a Roth IRA is, but you know a hell of a lot more than me.
Honestly, there's a lot more to the golf swing than a Roth IRA.
This conversation has gone so
like I just
a Roth IRA is an individual retirement account that grows tax free that is funded by post tax dollars. That's it. There's no other. There's nothing else
I should
to
say
it.
The strategy into investing into it.
Well, that depends on who you are, right?
Exactly. All right, back to golf.
Swing.
Back
but a good
to golf.
But a good golf swing is a good golf swing. And a bad one's a bad one.
That's back to golf,
so
though.
Invalid.
You could not go on
Why?
Tour and like be have one you, of these guys right now.
Have you ever seen Jim Furyk? Have you seen his golf swing? It doesn't look like Rory McIlroy's.
But I'm not talking about the pure look. I'm talking about the contact that they make. It doesn't have to look pretty.
These guys... They're so down to the decimal that, no, you cannot be lethal. Could you coach me to be a better golfer?
They're down to the decimal because of their caddies and because of their golf coaches.
Could you coach me to be a better, like, me, personally? Yes, you
could
probably help me.
I could shave 6 strokes and 18 off your score.
And how much time?
And how much time?
And what time interval do I need to work with you? How many days a week over how many weeks of period? And
I would say... We would hit the range.
We started today, March 25th.
So what are you shooting at? What's your handicap?
I was playing. I mean, it was down to like a 8 at. I think it was. Lower,
so,
but
well, handicap.
I would say right now we'll say 9.
Handicap
10,
is an average.
10.
There is a difference.
Yeah, I
there
was keeping
well.
It at a point, but
what's your
it's
average?
Been a while. I haven't swung a club since October, so let's put that in perspective.
So you're an 82 guy? 82 to 85?
Probably right now, probably higher.
I could get you.
I haven't swung a golf club since October.
So,
but once again, if I play 10 rounds, that's already going to come down to back to normal.
Let's just say that you average at 85.
Sure.
I could get you to an 80 in 2 months.
On how much practicing?
7 days a week?
Once to twice a week and one playing round.
Wait, time out.
80 over how many stretches?
Here's my thing. Jared's naturally going to do that, I think. If Jared practices 7 days a week, he's going
to
get
down.
We'd have to start in July
and
go until...
All he needs is an extra layer of what am I doing wrong? How do I make better decisions?
I know a lot about the golf swing from Golf Tech, like the little things, and I help a lot of, like in the Thursday league, you see me all the time, like you and I will look at fucking Billy's swing and be like, do this, and then like rips one.
See, here's my thing. We aren't talking like course management. We're talking tee to green, like stroking the
ball.
We
go to the range and just hit balls.
Yeah, like we're talking about, like, is he hitting his approach shot 5 feet closer than he usually does?
Well, no, I'm talking about making him not make mistakes. Because
well, that's a whole different thing than
I mean,
the
I have
swing.
Knowledge.
Well,
I can tell you what
because
clubs I should
here's
hit.
The thing. If I wanted to shave strokes off of his game, it'd be way different than if I wanted to shave strokes off of yours because I know your game.
That's just course management. You're a that's not the swing.
You're a better ball striker than he is. Right, but I could make him a better ball striker, and then he would not miss as much. I just know how to help people.
Why haven't you done it yet? We've played a good amount of golf.
Well,
you know those. You know
I
those
play
Tuesday
all the time. Why the fuck would
you
I
know
help
those
you?
Tuesday leagues where you and I play together.
Because mid round really isn't the time to critique you. I need to go to the range. I'm not going to reinvent your swing when we're at the fucking when we're golfing. Right, I mean, and that's the thing. So if you work, and that's what like with these pros, like when you work with someone for that long, like. They know these little things to say, hey, you're doing this, fix it. You're doing this little thing, fix it. Not, hey, we got to reinvent your entire swing here on 12 and a major. Like, they don't do that.
They
right?
shut up with speed.
They do that with the golf. They do
they
that with
shut up
swing
with speed,
coach.
That exact hole, too.
Jesus. So, I don't know. I mean, bold take. I mean, I'm just saying. I know the fucking
you
golf.
You couldn't go on the tour right now and be line. Better. Be better than those guys. That was insulting.
What? When did
you,
I say that?
You did, like, 5 minutes. You said I could be a... You could go on tour, and then that's when the whole caddy uh-huh. swing coach came in. We were like, well, the caddy doesn't do that.
Well, no, I'm not better than a caddy that has
or
studied
the
fucking
coach,
course.
Or the swing coach. Or the swing coach. Say it both.
I said that I'm better
PGA
than...
PGA Tour.
I said that I'm better than 80% of
you
the...
You also brought up being able to go on tour and make Rory McIlroy a better golfer. That is not true. I said well, they're so down to the decimal.
I... Not Rory McIlroy.
So you can make Jarrett Malio. That, you can make an average golfer better. I agree.
Well, you're way
course
above
management.
Average.
Yeah, I don't think you're making Jarrett a better ball striker.
I said that I know.
If, but if you say Jarrett, you're coming over striker. The top. Okay,
I'm a bad ball striker.
And I can
striker.
Fix it. I know what tips to give him to fix it precisely.
I'm a bad ball striker. Cam's a great ball striker. Cam right. hits the center of the club face.
So, right. So. All I said was, I know more than most of the people that work at Golf Tech. I didn't say that I know more than the motherfuckers that are on tour. That's not what I said.
I still we don't think you know more than the people at Golf Tech.
Oh, I know I do.
Take the technology out of it.
What's
you
the
criteria
are not... to get hired at Golf Tech, though?
Bro, okay. I mean, that's fine.
I know that they have to take like classes once they do get hired.
That's great that they take classes. I've been playing golf for 20 fucking
they
years.
They take Sandler classes,
I,
too.
Yeah,
they
do. I don't... Whatever. Like, that's great. They take classes. That's awesome.
Here's my thing. If,
I agree with what he's
saying.
And
I would,
fail swing,
I would fucking beat 80% of them on the course, too. Because I'm just better than most.
You would not
most,
beat so. Roth. All right, the few that I know.
Yeah, you're not
Paez,
beating.
Roth.
I wouldn't beat Roth.
Roth.
I didn't say I would. He plays in the
Clay
20%.
Griner.
The four people I know. Clay. Yeah, five. Toom, Walsh, Griner.
Okay.
Toom, Walsh, Griner, Roth, Paez. Those are the five.
A few hundred people they employ. I mean, I you know
no
how
idea.
Big Golf Tech is?
I'm telling everyone I know they employ you
yeah.
lose to. Joe?
Maybe.
Joe?
Oh,
Beck,
yeah.
Maybe.
Six?
Maybe.
Everyone I know you would lose to. I know. No. Like, these guys compete at the Ohio, or what is
okay.
it, the Ohio Open, and they shoot even par. You would not beat them.
Daddy's putting some fucking time into his game this year.
You could, dude.
No. Right. That, see, I'm just saying
okay.
I don't think you'd beat
hey,
him.
Hey, listen. Whatever. I'm just telling you. Okay?
Right now?
Because when I, listen, when Gross Investments pays my bills... And when it pays like way above my bills, I'm like, you're gonna see me on TV. Like that's it.
What are we gonna see you on TV on your mugshot?
Yeah, maybe.
Put a line to a cop.
I'm getting after it. I'm just telling
Brian,
you.
Brian Hammond just texted me. Hey, give me a call when you get a second. That could spice up the show.
Call
the pod.
FaceTime him.
Give him a call. Go ahead.
I'll give him a call.
I'm gonna use
oh, FaceTime audio.
I'm gonna use the telefono. Call my wife. Okay. Start quoting movies.
Yeah. Good dude, hold the mic up to it. Come on.
What's up, bro?
Don't tell me you're done.
I'm actually on a podcast right now.
Like in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah, in the middle. You're actually on it.
We can hear you, Brian.
Straight in the middle of it.
What?
Dude, stop doing. Call me back.
Okay.
Wait, what is this about, Brian?
What do you want, Brian?
You're on and everyone can hear you.
Yeah.
Tell them that.
Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, everyone can hear you.
What's this about?
No, nothing good for sure.
Okay.
Well, then listen, he's not calling you back.
Come on.
What's up?
Nothing. Call me back when you're done, but...
Brian, who did you vote for?
And subscribe to this podcast.
What is it called?
It's called...
He forgot the name of the fucking podcast.
He forgot the name of our podcast.
Fucking lib. Hang up the phone.
Give me the phone. Toss it over here. Hey, Brian.
What's up?
So it's Jarrett. What's up, brother? So since you insulted us for getting our name of the podcast, cool with me.
Dude, you were on my TikTok at one point.
I was? Oh, Kicking It Back was. Thanks. I'm glad that you were on the fucking podcast and you remember us because we were on your TikTok.
What's up?
I mean, anyways, Brian, what'd you call Preston about?
I was calling him because, are we on a podcast actually? Because I don't really want to talk about that right now.
No, we'll cut it out if it's that bad.
No. I was just talking to him because I was going to ask him about the job that he's in right now.
Oh, yeah. He wants to ask about your job. Okay. Well, yeah, that's simple. That's, I mean, that's a why couldn't you say that? All right, he'll call you back. Now it's validated.
Yeah.
No, I gotcha. Yeah, I'll call you back after.
I'm surprised this Lib wants a job.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Give me a call when you're done.
All right, sounds good, dude.
See ya.
So, whatever. Sorry if I was acting like a cocky asshole.
You were a little bit.
No, yeah, you definitely
I just like playing golf competitively has been my dream forever. Like ever since I played competitively, and I'm like once I'm in a position that like I can dedicate 40 or 50 hours a week to my game, I'm going to take a shot at it. It doesn't mean I'm going to be any good.
You're going to be too old by then. If you said 10 years,
you think 35 is young, dude, for golf.
Well, you're 20. No, it's not.
Are you joking?
Rory McIlroy is considered kind of older now. Let's see how old he is.
Has he lost distance, though? Like, it doesn't really matter.
Well, the technology keeps getting better.
Right.
So that's...
So, it's...
I mean, Tiger right now. Rory's 33.
Well, Tiger's fucking 53 or something, isn't he?
I don't think he's that old.
I think he's like 45.
I thought he was in his 50s. Okay.
I thought he was late 40s.
Look it up. I'm probably wrong. I usually am, right?
47.
You are usually right.
Another 10.
I just don't think I am. I gotta check on another beer.
I have to pee.
I gotta pee too.
So what else we need to talk about? Anything good?
Not much.
I just fucking love you guys. Honestly.
At the end of the day, people bitch about us not putting out content. Things are changing. We're not pushing it as hard as we normally do. I had a good ass time today.
Put content out. Come time. we could do this. We could do this once a month.
Yeah, I'll be home April 20 something that weekend.
Yeah.
What about Easter? Are you coming home for Easter?
Dude, I move on Friday, and then it's like the next week. It's kind of like, do I really come back already?
Probably not.
I don't know.
My aunt just texted me. It's not that far, though. Having Easter April 1st. No, you're right.
It's fucking 2 hours. It's not like you're...
Yeah, but then it's like, you got to just like...
And actually, Medina, it's only an hour 45.
Yeah. Well, she's in Brunswick, so that's...
All right, so are you saying we're wrapping this up?
I'm thinking so. Yeah. It's already, dude, it's 6:30.
It's getting late.
So, night's still young.
Thank you guys for listening to Kicking It Back. Jarrett and Preston are...
look at this outro.
Jarrett and Preston are my absolute 100% inspiration for starting my podcast. And I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too, man.
I'm glad you jumped on. It was very unplanned, let's be honest.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
And your horrid takes. You had a couple.
My takes are fine.
You had some good ones.
But I'll tell you what. I love you guys. Fuck my takes. It doesn't matter. You guys are fucking... You guys are awesome. I'm proud of you. I'm just proud to call you guys my friends. And I had a fucking great time.
It's always a good time. And for that, P-Dog, take us out.
Thanks for kicking it back. Preston, Jarrett, and Howard. Peace out.